Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Yeah, everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, who's thinking here?
All right.
Check this out. Put Joe on, please.
He's not in the room right now.
Where's he at?
I don't know.
I mean, I finally have remembered right at the beginning of a show on a Friday.
To kick off the show the proper way.
As I said, who's thinking? Who's using the noodle?
And we don't say it until he says it.
Well, can we find him? I mean, he was, you know, he's probably outside smoking.
He's having a cigarette.
I'll go get him.
He was just here moments ago.
I sent him out for cheese. Not really.
Who are we giving cheese to today?
Oh, just for me.
No, but just Rob's regular order.
A wheel of cheese.
Rob's regular wheel. All right, well, Beth Ann, if you could find Joe, just have him call in as soon as you find him.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
That is Beth Ann McBride.
Mm-hmm.
She's our producer, and we got our office moved.
Yeah.
Rather than tell you jokes from the complete sheet.
The complete sheet.
We didn't get any groaners today.
No groaners today.
Dear. So we can instead take this pre-show time. We've not officially started the show yet.
It has not started.
To thank the good people at Office Movers Incorporated.
Oh, yeah.
Now we didn't solicit this. We didn't ask for this. These guys came down and they offered to help move our stuff from one office to the other office. And I'm here to tell you that we have successfully made the move. We are now down on the crappy level with all of the people that hate working here.
Yeah,
and
two conversations today with salespeople.
Uh-huh.
Tim McWilliams for me and the guy that doesn't golf.
Yep.
Right. And both of them, you know, glad to be down around the salespeople.
Oh, Mike, hold on. Excuse me. An emergency phone call coming in. Hello?
Hello?
Say it, Joe.
Oh, the weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
There you go. That's Mike.
That was
Joe,
worth it.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Hey, one more time with feeling.
Yeah.
The weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
There you go. That's more
energy. As much energy as he can summon.
Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
You know what goes good with a can of beer?
What?
A box of sociable.
Yeah, sociable crackers.
Jeez.
So we want to thank Office Movers Incorporated and also Beth Ann, who got the stuff moved. We've successfully now been relocated, trading spaces.
Yes.
We Jeff Hedges, the guy from downstairs, moved upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Right. We're upstairs. They moved the
janitorial equipment out of the room downstairs and put us in.
We are downstairs. You're not pleased because it's a smaller office than we had before.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is a smaller office. We might want to rethink a few things in that office to make it more comfortable.
Listen, all I care
more
about...
More space effective.
All I care about is the desk and the TV. Everything else...
Right.
Up to you, carte blanche. I mean, we still have the same salmon-colored fake leather couches.
Where did you get that desk? Where did that desk come from? What's the history of that desk?
That's a famous desk, Mike. I don't know if I want to go into exactly who owned that desk.
It was donated by Best Company. When Steve Goldstein said I couldn't keep my desk from two moves ago.
But there was more to it than that. There was some infighting behind the scenes with with somebody who no longer works here.
Oh, okay.
Let me just say that a man with skin tags once
he wanted that desk?
Yeah, he wanted it real bad.
Huh. Okay, so that desk is important to you.
Yeah, so I kind of, because it was a big fight with the general manager about
it's a big desk.
About a stupid desk. Yeah, and that's why he wanted it, because it was the biggest desk in the building.
Turns out he didn't really need it anyway.
Once I found out that the only reason that the general manager wanted it was because he had actually gone to the tape measure to see which desk was going to be the bigger. That's the one he requested, which is, I fought with him for long time, so I'd like to keep the big desk, even though it's a smaller office.
Okay, all right.
Take all of the rest of the space and do as you like.
I don't know what to do. I've got to figure it out. It's right now everything's jammed together.
You've got
like an inch to go around, and I'm not sure. Maybe I can help.
There's no need to put the speed plan on this.
Put your mind to it. Yeah.
Right.
I'll have Buzz take a peek at it.
Consider it done.
We're fine. What's good is that we're down on the lower level now. We're down on the level with all the
people. As long as your desk is in there, you're happy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The people, as far as rearranging, as long as you got your desk.
And a good sight line to the television.
Okay. That's all right.
Whatever you want to do, knock yourself out.
Okay.
We got three big, beautiful windows now.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, we've got access to people. Here's a problem, though. We were used to being upstairs where there's nobody, where we could just laugh and scream.
It was our sanctuary.
And tell jokes.
Right.
And downstairs will also be our sanctuary, as many of the people, you know, that work here came to say hello.
Yes.
But I noticed at one point when Rob and I were having just some of our usual, not even radio-related banter.
Right.
I thought, you know, we have to keep our voices down.
Be a little more careful.
Downstairs.
For the duration of our stay here, I believe it might be essential that you and Rob don't speak anymore.
No. The walls, they are paper thin.
Very, very thin. Yeah. And I think it's not the walls, it's the drop ceiling that the you know, the sound carries over the walls.
Yeah. So anyway, hello to everybody, and especially, wind this up here, with the thanks, to Robbie and Joan, the ladies that work way back, even further than where our office
right,
is now.
Right, they're down in the corner. They're the office next door. They're the one over from us.
The Kathy Lee Sweatshop is where they work.
Right.
And we sent them the cheese and the wine yesterday.
They loved it.
Oh, and you should have seen Joan. Hey, Lada!
Lada!
Hey, Lada! When she came by the office today, I'm sitting there and she walked by and she said, oh, my God, it's a television. And I said, yes. And she said, you have a soap opera on. And I,
yes.
I said, well, I'm a metrosexual, and I enjoy watching One Life to Live. I use it as, she said, oh, and then I said, anytime you want. She said, be careful.
Yeah.
Be very careful what you ask for, because they,
right.
I imagine that these two broads could go in there and just spend the afternoon
sure.
watching TV. Anyway, they sent us a nice note, and they work here. And they put a little stationery RNJ.
Oh, what'd they say?
Oh, Robbie nice. And Joan. And it says, dear Don and Mike, thank you for the lovely wine, cheese, and crackers. Joe's presentation was surprisingly suave and elegant.
Yeah.
It was a moment to cherish. And I believe for them working at this crappy radio station,
that
it probably
special.
Was.
Yeah, sure.
The Don and Mike show is shining star of our day.
Aww.
As always, building bridges to together. Robbie and Joan.
Yeah. What a great note.
Oh,
thank you,
great.
Guys.
Isn't that nice from
them? Yeah, they're very nice.
And thanks to Beth Ann, who really got the office stuff done. Mm-hmm. And now we'll be able to run down to the office and do stuff. And
yeah.
I know you were kidding, Mike, but hey, B.A.
Hey.
But at one point, I think in the next couple of weeks, once we get it done, we should do a break or two from down in our new office.
Absolutely. Just chill out down there.
Because it's so very close. Beth Ann, let me see. Oh, you realize, now they're not dating. I don't want to say that our children are dating.
Okay.
Because they're just friends. I have a son, as you know, endlessly I talk about him, going back to college in a couple of weeks. Beth Ann has a daughter who's about the same age. You, how old is Jennifer, 19?
She's 18.
18. Well, you know, close enough, yeah. Parts 19. So they went out last night.
Right.
They whatever it is that they were doing, they went out with some other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the first time that they've gone out. And I just wonder, you know, we've never talked about this off the air, Beth Ann. How are you with this? Are you okay?
I like Bart. I like Bart a lot.
And we like Jennifer as well. You know, when she was over. Oh, unfortunately.
Well, wait a minute. If they're not dating, well, what are you talking about here?
Well,
sounds like they're dating.
Jennifer has a boyfriend. But she's always had a lot of boyfriends.
And Bart has a girlfriend.
Right.
And has always had many girlfriends.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes, very interesting.
Meet the in-laws.
And the reason that I ask is not because I think anything. I just wanted to know, did he have her home last night by her curfew time?
No.
Oh, see, now, these are details.
You're just finding that out, aren't you?
Yeah, right, I am.
No, but she called. You know, and really, as long as they call.
How,
you know, things happen. You know, what are you going to do? Okay.
All right, yeah. What time is her curfew?
Well, hold on. I don't know if I want all this on the air.
Okay.
Because there are issues that I have with my boy as far as the curfew. And he had told me...
So you think if it's on the air, he might be able to get a little intel on it?
Well, no. I just need to... Hold on one second. I need to ask Beth Ann this off the air.
Okay.
And I know we're really prattling on.
Very, very an interesting development in the show.
What
that
time
now a little personal life.
Was she supposed to be home?
I guess when she called, her voice wasn't muffled.
He did.
Everything's okay. She
what'd you say?
Home.
What'd you say? Was her time? No, what time was her time?
That was good.
Oh, and what time was she there?
Parents compare notes.
You don't remember. Hold on a second. All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay.
We'll did she have a curfew or not?
She did, and everything's okay. So she was home. Good. She was home, you know. See, I guess my kid was kind of leveling with me. Because he told me that she had to be home by 1:30.
Right.
Now I'm hearing that she had to be home by 1. And
that,
I
day.
Guess they were running late. So
anyway,
that's it. The only reason I mentioned is I hadn't spoken to my son until just like 30 seconds before we went on the air today.
And Bart has a curfew too?
Yeah, but he spent the night at a friend's house. So,
oh.
You know, and I called the friend's house today and there was no answer. And I called the cell phone and there was no answer. So this was my way.
What is the normal curfew for? I guess it varies anywhere between midnight and like 2 a.m.
Yeah. If he wants to go out, it's 2. You know, I mean, when he goes to college, you know, I can't control him.
Right.
When
right.
he's here now, it's 2. It's 2.
I think I've known parents that the curfew is by the start of the Today Show.
So anyway.
Yes.
There you go, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but they called. I mean, I just want you to know they called. So
they
I wasn't
called.
Concerned.
That's
okay.
Good.
Outstanding.
Okay.
Okay. Good. And what time did... Listen to this. This is what drives me nuts about Beth Ann. What a hard worker she is.
Mm-hmm.
What time were you... And notice, I didn't volunteer to help move any of this furniture or any of this other junk. I just got her about the show, not about the moving.
Right. Right.
What time did you get here this morning to move furniture?
7 a.m.
Oh, what a trooper.
7 a.m.
Wow.
And so did office movers.
Are you going to be able to relax this weekend?
Well, yeah, because your stuff is down there. Are you kidding? Yeah.
All right, good.
I'm
going to
have
you.
Some wine and cheese.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Yep.
You know, I don't know how to ask you this. I mean, you know, I'm not pride into your personal life, but I mean...
Go ahead.
Are you going to have the opportunity to, you know... really relax at some point? I mean, do you
mean... Are you talking about with a man?
Well, yes. Mm. Yes, Mike. That's what I'm curious about.
No.
No.
No time right now.
What if we were to buy you a gigolo?
We wouldn't have to buy anyone
just for the evening.
We'd be able to find one of our fine.
No. I wouldn't wish.
No.
I wouldn't wish that
no.
on.
No, I will.
But what if we bought you one of the finest male prostitutes?
That's way too generous.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for moving all the junk, and thanks for telling me about the curfew.
You sure you're not interested in a Chippendale that would go a little extra?
No.
Okay. All right, Beth.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
I tell you what, Jack, she is wound tight.
We know how to reward our employees, though.
Yes, you do.
How about the finest male prostitute?
How about a male escort that comes with his own postal uniform?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm not sending Robert Dellen over there.
Follow.
Mike, please, we got to start the show.
Hey, now!
The Don and Mike Show.
It's like the longest pre-show we've ever
done. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to vote.
Right, we are.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Our true story. He was a neo Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. New Office and all these chimps at sea.
Hi, friends.
They can provide storage of the troublesome spouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, we can. Hi, thank you for listening, everybody.
Wow.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday, baby. And it's 07-30-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, Buzz. Don and Mike Show, new episode this Friday. It's July 30th, 20-04. Call us from anywhere in America. Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
877-365-3636.
I'm just happy it's Friday.
Canada, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Okay.
I was laughing because as soon as you said Friday, I just recounted our conversation in the office and it made me laugh. Because of your reaction today.
Listen, sometimes you can give a guy, even your best buddy,
right.
You can give him the finger.
Yes,
and,
I know you meant it only in the best possible way.
And you don't mean
right.
the standard. Here's the thing. I'm sitting in the office thinking about how I'm going to plod through what will be yet another crap-filled weekend of ups and downs with my crazy family and whatever hoops I got to jump through this weekend. Mike comes in and says, I know from the tone of his voice, he says, baby.
Oh, dear.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
And I gave him the finger because I know what that means. Mm-hmm. I know that means...
I'm going to a very special destination this weekend.
You're going to Atlantic City this weekend.
Yes, of course. It's going to be a little gray. It's going to be a little rainy. It's a weekend in the summer for indoor activity. So I figured another trip up to my friends at the fabulous Borgata.
Oh.
Now I'll have to use an alias. There we go.
Yeah, there's the finger again.
That'll
and I
be
told
very
you,
exciting.
It's not the finger because I'm mad.
No.
Or, I said, it's purely envy. It's like, man, you're going to Atlantic City.
Actually, I'm not going to the Borgata. I'm going to Trump. Going to see Mr. Trump this weekend. Very exciting about that.
Wherever
it
you're
could
going.
Be anywhere. I'm well respected everywhere. In Harris, Trump,
Wahoo,
the Tropicana, the Showboat Hotel and Casino, Claridge, the Sands, so many of them. Harris Marina.
Well,
fabulous, baby.
I admit it. I'm jealous as hell. Boy, what a good getaway that is. And you're leaving right from the station, right?
We're leaving tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I...
Yeah. No, we're leaving right from
there. Yeah, why'd you give me the wink-wink on that?
I'm all paranoid now. Yeah, I'm very, very excited.
Either tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow
not really sure.
We're going. We're going to be up there. We're going to be somewhere. We're actually staying in Philadelphia.
Whenever you...
There we go. It's going to be great, baby. You know how much I love Atlantic City and the hotel casino lifestyle. It's very exciting, baby.
But you were
jealous.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Two pretty good weekends in a row for me.
You'll have a great time. You know what? I need to do something. Just to gauge, not going to chat with her long, not that I don't want to, but it was last Friday, it was just 7 days ago on this show, that my wife was at an all-time, as it turns out over the weekend, she cracked, but she was at an all-time melting point.
She was on
remember
the
last Friday was the whole thing with my kid wouldn't drive to the station?
It was a tough day yesterday. I mean, last Friday.
And we had to go to that formal thing on Friday night in Baltimore. Right. Hi, honey?
Yeah, my sweetie.
I am calling simply now, 7 days later, to check your temperature.
Have I mentioned to you lately how lucky I am to be married to you?
Wow.
Listen, look at that.
Is that a change?
1 week later. Boy, oh boy. That's all it takes.
I have to say, because I was thinking about this, really, I was thinking about this earlier today. Of course, it helps that I'm out of town because, you know, I always think better of you when I'm away. But I was thinking...
And I you, darling.
Thank you.
And I you.
I think it's only natural.
Yes.
But I was thinking, how many women... although I know a lot of times you don't get things exactly right or do them the way that I want you to do them, you try.
Here's a compliment.
How many women would give their eye to for somebody who tries?
Who tries.
See, now, you just said something nice, but the basic method...
Yeah,
it
was great at the beginning, and then it kind of was...
How many women wouldn't let... You don't do
it was
anything.
A really, really strong drink, and then she poured water in it.
You don't do anything right, but I appreciate the fact that you try.
You make the effort.
Hello? Oh, no, I'm sorry. She's still there.
Not,
hi.
I'm not trying to give you a little dick. I mean that.
All right, so you appreciate... Listen, whatever. That's great. I love you. You're my life. What's the temperature today? If last Friday, I believe, when we were going through all of that stuff with Bart and going out to that formal thing and you were crying and you were yelling and silence, I would say the temperature was 30 below.
Right.
What would you say the current temperature is?
I'd say the temperature is a balmy 82.
Oh, my goodness. You are set.
That's ideal. Balmy 82.
You are set. And it sounds like you're on the water. There's a breeze or something.
Yeah, no, I'm near the ocean. I'm riding my bike.
Oh, right. Are you riding your Wizard of Oz bike, the one that has the little thing on front?
Basket on it.
It has a basket on it?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the basket, the shopping basket.
Yeah, okay, stay away from cars.
Yeah, be careful.
All right, baby.
You know, you didn't really sound sincere when you say this.
No, I mean that.
But you just dropped to like 81.
Stay away from cars.
That's good advice.
I mean that, and you're on your Dorothy bicycle. Now, that's not funny. She said a lot of nice things.
She did.
And I feel the same.
82 degrees. We'll drop to 81, but it's 81 degrees is still
love
good.
Yeah. All right. Just glad that I can present both sides to our listeners who hear us scream at each other sometimes like we did Friday.
I think the moral of the story for all the young marrieds out there is, you know, just stick it out and things get better.
Stick it out and things get better.
What I say all the time, stay with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, baby. All right, I'll see you.
Okay, love you.
Bye. I love you, too.
Bye bye.
So there she goes riding her bicycle off down the street. And Mike, this
difficult
is
difficult to ride too in those long skirts and the big hat.
Here's why I'm jealous of you: that you're going to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my big decision is going to be tonight?
What's that?
Am I dumb enough? Not do I? Am I? Because I know I am. I will. Am I really going to be dumb enough to pay $49.99 for the Mike Tyson pay-per-view?
You know, I wasn't even aware of it.
Well, I wasn't either.
He's fallen so far off the radar.
I was watching SportsCenter today, and they were replaying the interview that he did where he's admitting that he's nuts.
Yes. Yes.
And he has
Where's he fighting?
Louisville.
Louisville.
Against some guy.
Oh, really?
I never heard of him, but,
wow.
You know, I'm thinking, well, it's Friday night. I want to have a...
Mike Tyson's got to be pushing 40 now.
I want to have a drink. I want to have a cigar.
He's 38.
I want to sit back, and I want to see if Mike Tyson can still smash some guy's head in.
Well, the thing that I would tell you, go ahead and buy it, because it, not only, you know, his ability as a fighter, what he used to have, with Mike Tyson, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
You never know what's going to happen with his entourage. You never know what's going to happen with him. And it always seems to be some interesting event occurs during a Mike Tyson fight.
But everything seems, all signs are pointing to the fact that he's taking his meds,
mm-hmm.
and he's getting normal, and mm-hmm. then he's like getting humble again, which is why I'm thinking, man, I don't know.
I don't shower much. I probably shower what?
We can't play this tape anymore.
Why?
No, I don't think we can.
I just hate walking, keep walking. I look at these guys' genitals.
Probably.
You know, I mean, come on. It's just,
I don't shower much.
There you go. That's the deal there. So I'll probably spend the money and watch the fight. And maybe, you know, maybe, who knows, it'll be like the best fight I've ever seen, and I'll call you.
Okay.
On your way to Atlantic City. And I'm sure if something good happens to me, like here's how it'll happen. Let's say that Mike Tyson comes out and, not that I would want this to happen, but knocks this guy, like
knocks him flat inside of 30 seconds.
I mean, knocks his head off.
Yeah,
the guy, like, he might be dead. It's like, so that would be, I would call Mike and say, hey, guess what?
Right.
Tyson just knocked this guy down. Mike would be saying, you're not going to believe this. I stopped in a gas station on the way to Atlantic City. I bought a lottery ticket. I just won $250,000. No. I'm driving a Lamborghini.
You know, I was telling you in the office how I feel about this particular weekend. I like going up there. It's fun. Lots of stuff to do. You know, it's exciting. I like playing the games, but I do feel as though my little run, which I will tell you I have had lately, is probably going to come to an end. That's the way it always works. Mm. If anybody that gambles, you should always know this. It's just like the line in Casino. In the end, they get it all. I'm a believer in that. I think you go up there, you get the freebies. If you gamble a lot, that's great. But I'll tell you, I'm going in with open eyes. And with a reality, with a sense of
open eyes and an open wallet.
Yeah, open eyes and an open wallet. And a sense of inevitability that they get you sometimes.
Hold on, here's Tammy. Tammy, Don, and Mike. Show. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Hi there.
I just wanted to ask Mike a question.
Yes, Tammy.
I've never been to Atlantic City,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going there next month.
Right.
First time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm only going to be there for 2 days, and I wanted your opinion on what I need to do.
What you need to do?
Buy lots of condoms and lots of Lysol.
What you need to do is know exactly, if you're going to gamble, know exactly what you want to lose. Be prepared for that, and when that's done, that's done. You don't gamble anymore. That's it. That's the only advice I would
and
have.
And also, don't talk to any of the creepy people.
Yeah, I mean, just
because even more than Vegas, the creepy people are everywhere. At least the creepy people in Vegas have got nice suntans because the weather's nice.
Yeah, don't count on winning. I think that's the most important thing.
Even though it's going to be in the 80s, there's still going to be some guy wearing a parka.
Well, there'll be the lady with no arms and no legs that plays the piano with her nose.
Yeah, right.
On the boardwalk. All that wonderful stuff.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. You just realized the real Atlantic City.
And I've stayed in Atlantic City from the great Algiers Motel.
Yeah.
You know, all the way up to the nicer hotels there. And it's, you know, it's an interesting town. It's not Las Vegas. Let me put it to you that way. But
no kidding.
It's what we have. You know, it's what we have. But, you know what you're going to lose.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show. Hey, Don.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I want to see that Tyson fight too, but I was figuring, you know, if you just wait a week, next week, and it'll be on HBO, and you save yourself $50.
Yeah, I think it'll be on Showtime. But yeah, but see, here's the thing.
I like any fight, even if it's an obscure fight. I like to see it, like, when it happens.
And I think with Mike Tyson, either he's going to get the crap beat out of him, or he'll beat the crap out of this guy. Or like Mike said, maybe he'll do something crazy.
Yeah, he does stuff. I mean, he's a crazy guy, I think. I think he's still crazy. He's capable of doing anything.
I mean, it's a waste. God, I waste money all the time. Why not? I just made the decision. I'm going to do it.
Good for you.
What the hell? We should touch on this briefly, the Kerry speech last night.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the tape of the guy on CNN dropping the F-bomb. We'll get to that in just a second.
Yeah, I don't know who the guy was that was subbing for Bill O'Reilly that was on his show today. But, you know, I mean, even Bill O'Reilly tries to at least mask his agenda a little bit, you know, just a little bit.
Well,
and I appreciate guys that do that. You know, we know who you're for. We know you. But this guy was, you know. Honest to God, you know what I wonder sometimes, really? This is what I really do wonder about some of these shows. You always hear that about equal time, you know, when a candidate should get equal time.
Right.
I listen to a show, whatever, you know, Napoleon Anano or whatever the hell the guy was that was on for O'Reilly today. I don't know what the hell his name was.
See, that can
kiss my butt.
Hold on, here's your first problem.
What?
The first problem is that you're in the car, you're listening to Bill O'Reilly.
Well, I turn it on because I heard the whatever hump was on for him today was playing an excerpt of the Kerry speech last night. And I swear to God, if this goes longer than 15 seconds, you can shut my microphone off, all right?
Okay, go.
They were talking about Kerry's military record and slamming him for getting Purple Hearts, all right? And slamming him for getting the Silver Star and the Bronze Star. And I think, really, if you're going to slam him, don't slam him on that. He went, I don't care if it was 4 months, he went, he did his service, he got injured.
He got the medals.
You know, and he got the medals. Yeah. Bingo. Shut up about that. That's it. Was that good? Was I inside of 15 seconds?
That was it. Let me just say, Tiger.
He's Heigl.
It just makes
Tiger.
Me mad when
Tiger.
You run him down
Tiger.
For that. Tiger, slow down.
Yeah.
First off, it's one turd on a radio show.
It is, but it makes me mad when it makes
it's
me mad.
It's a long, long road
until
we get to the election. Let's just comment. How did he do last night? I got to be honest. I'm going to vote for the guy. He could have come up there last night and had his pants on backwards. I would vote for the guy.
Yep.
I'd still only give him a 7 out of 10.
I give him an 8 out of 10. I thought he gave a good speech, but, you know, the one thing he had, and I was going to call you, and thank you for giving me the heads up to watch it on high def, and it was the only way to watch it was on high def.
Cause you see all the sweat and all the pimples.
Oh, right,
and
you know, in fairness to him, I think it was the room was humid. I really do, because everybody was sweating, but he did get the Albert Brooks flop sweats when he was up there doing that. I just get mad when they slam the guy for anything. Slam him for anything.
Mike,
I don't think I'm going to want to go to Vietnam for a half an hour, much
Mike,
less 4.5 months.
Mike,
right?
Listen, it's
you just, know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I do.
I don't care what his agenda was, what his reason.
You're just talking about some hump that was filling in on the radio today for Bill O'Reilly.
But it wasn't just the hump. It was all the people that were calling, you know, in sympathy.
There's
with the
lots
hump.
Of humps out there.
I know, it just made me mad. It just that made me legit.
Don't worry, the great unwashed, and by that I mean the people who are listening to us, who are on our side of this, will rise up on November, whatever the date it is.
I hope so.
I just wish the
because
guy would
today I got officially mad for the first damn time during the election.
Just wish he would have put on a better show last night.
Here's the deal: we don't know where those medical records are for his Purple Hearts, and his commanding officer said maybe.
Mike,
you know, it's like,
Mike,
shut up,
Mike.
What? Can I just vent a little bit of this, please? Can I vent a little bit of this? You know. I mean, it doesn't matter. The fact is he went over there. I don't care whether it was what was in his head and the reason he went over there. The fact is he did. He did. He had his guys.
All
that
I
was standing
asked
was
how did Kerry do last night?
I thought he did great.
Buzz, how do you think he did?
I'd give him an 8 also. I like the fact that he said he won't mislead us into war.
I like the fact that he said he doesn't wear God on his sleeve. I like that, too.
Robbie?
I watched Monsters, Inc. last
night. Okay. All right, Robbie's out. So that's it. I give him a 7. Mike gives him an 8. Buzz gives him an 8.
I would have given him a higher grade if he hadn't had the flop sweats. That bugged me a lot.
Well,
he had the flop sweats, and because I think I was watching it on iDev.
Yeah, so
if you noticed, he had just a little bit of the chalk down in the right side of
his mouth. It was the most important speech of his life.
They say he. I haven't heard him. I haven't heard him on the stump because you get sound bites when you watch that. And they said that more emotion than he normally puts into it. So I
listen,
thought.
Here's my only issue with the guy. I'm going to say it. I'm going to vote for it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Keep in mind, I think Bush is just dope.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry kind of looks to me like You know the guy on Ferris Bueller's Day Off? You know,
Rooney?
No, Cameron?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know that guy?
With the long face?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was later in a Star Trek movie, the one where Picard meets Kirk.
He's in the road company of the producers now.
Yeah, and he was also, I think, on Spin City. John Carey just has that Laurel and Hardy face.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's why he had to do something.
You know what, though? I think if he does win, I think because of that, there's going to be plenty of material for comedy.
Oh, sure.
I really do believe there's going to be plenty of material for his wife.
I tell you what, not that Bush is a handsome man by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, Bush makes me laugh too when I look at Bush.
Right.
It's in a different way.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I laugh out loud when I see Bush.
You know, they're both goofy looking.
Right.
Hell, all four of them are goofy looking. I just wish, you know, the thing is, say what you will about my metrosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I couldn't help but be swayed by how great Bill Clinton was. You know, good looking, sharply dressed, command of the audience, knows how to run a TV show.
And you just have to be enamored with John Edwards.
Yeah, that's what John Edwards is for. I like the cartoons comparison of Herman Munster to John Carey.
That's
pretty dead on and pretty funny.
And if I could offer up, I do believe that Mr. John Edwards looked a little bit like Southern Tom Cruise. He is dreamy.
He is dreamy.
Yes. Anyway.
He is indeed.
Agreed. I watched the show. You know, like everybody. The show. Okay. Then I got to sit through whatever their show, the Republican show, when their show is on.
Right.
And then the debate in which neither one of them will actually say what they think to the other guy. Mm-hmm. And then in November we vote. So
it does feel more and more controlled. It's almost like now with the networks not letting you see the convention, the guy that introduced. I didn't watch all the networks. I just flipped back and forth between, I guess it would be the equivalent of a C-SPAN feed and Channel 9, which is the CBS affiliate.
CBS.
They did not show Max Cleland, the guy that was was blown apart in Vietnam doing the introduction. You didn't see that, right, on the network, even though they
I don't know.
Because it was an incredible speech, I thought, introducing Kerry. It was great.
I want to vote for Jerry Bruckheimer mm-hmm. for president, because mm-hmm. he never disappoints me.
No. CSI?
That CSI last night with the kids going off the roller coaster.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it already, but still, how great is that? That's what I want. Give me that every week. Jerry Bruckheimer.
Why do I picture Jerry Bruckheimer like a gray-haired guy with a gray beard?
I don't think so. I think he's a slicky boy. I know that the other guy that he made movies with, they were a team for a while. The guy, like, partied himself to death. They were like guys that did everything at 150 miles an hour. And now, whatever the movie is, the Friedman I saw last week, the Bourne Supremacy, there was an ad for a Nicolas Cage movie directed by Jerry Bruckheimer that looks just like every other Jerry Bruckheimer movie, whether it's Bad Boys or Con Air.
Will you be taking in the cinema this weekend at all?
Sadly, I do not think we will.
You've seen just about everything there is to see.
We try to go to the movies every week. What do you got a picture of there,
Picture
Buzz?
Of Jerry Bruckheimer. You're right about the beard, but wrong about the age. He's a young man with a beard.
That didn't look anything like
there
that.
He is.
All right.
There's my man. Oh, and I have a question unrelated to anything we're discussing.
Okay.
Maybe you've seen this. On the Discovery Channel, I'm flipping around, and I see a show. Now, I need someone to hit me to what this show is. It's a guy, and he's a nature guy. Now, he's not the crocodile hunter. He's into bugs.
Okay. Oh, it's the guy I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Is this...
What, gray-haired guy?
Hold on. The show that I saw...
There are two of them.
Yeah, because it might be the different guy.
Okay.
This guy's whole hook was, he said, this hour-long show was about stinky bugs. So he goes into the
stinky bug.
He goes into the forest and he says, "Now look at this bug." He gets a bug off a leaf and he says, "Now I have no way of telling you how incredibly stinky this bug is. However, I can do this." And this is the premise of the guy's whole show.
Mm-hmm.
He takes the bug, puts it in his mouth, and goes, "Oh, off." Then spits it out. And puts it back on the tree.
White-haired guy, no facial hair at all?
No, had a baseball hat on, and maybe
had a cap on. He wears a cap.
This guy may have had a mustache, though. Anyway, the whole show was just...
There's the bug guy I told you about that was on Discovery. They got stung by the bug.
Yeah. No.
And he put the killer bee beard on his face.
Right. I don't think this is the same guy.
Then there's, like, a French guy who is like dogs like this. And he is certifiably, he's just gross. He looks like he'd smell worse than the bug.
But I remember when I ate all those cicadas and you guys were all flipped out by it, and I didn't think there was anything about it. But I found myself drawn to the show because he would say, now this plant, this plant is inhabited by these bugs,
right,
which the way they fend off other creatures
is to put off a scent.
Yeah. Is distinct. I wonder what these bugs would taste like.
There are a bunch of guys now that are trying to go along the line of the crocodile hunter. There's some that do it with reptiles or snakes, and there are other guys now that are doing it with bugs, and these shows are just fantastic. And now I think, I don't know whether, who knows, Learning Channel, Discovery, History, whatever. There's a new coroner show that I think is called Dr. G, and it's this woman, and it looks to me...
Are you sure that's not Dr. Vegas, Mike? The show that tonight, to me, just looks super.
No, this is a reality show.
I'm kidding, of course. It's a show with Rob Lowe, the show about Dr. Vegas.
This, to me, looks like we're really going to see autopsies, and, it's just... The way they're marketing is, you see like some of the autopsy reports with little drops of blood on them. They're really selling the carnivores.
I got done watching the guy tasting the bugs, and keep in mind, he wasn't eating them. He would just put them in his mouth,
unarmed,
taste them, and then put them back on the tree. Then I turned on A&E, and they're running an ad for the Gotti show, the Osbournes Gotti-like show, and this brought John Gotti's daughter.
Victoria Gotti, right? Yeah.
I believe I can say this now without fear of repercussion.
Be careful.
Mike, she's a woman who's had an awful lot of work done.
I believe so, yes.
And the thing that really... baby. Get rid of the Botox.
Yeah.
Your lips are comical.
Yeah, the collagen, you think?
It's not Botox. Maybe it's collagen.
It could be collagen.
It's collagen because whatever it is that Barbara Hershey put in her lips.
So huge.
It's like, what is that? There's some bad movie with the actress that was...
Beaches.
I don't know. That was with Barbara Hershey.
That's when Barbara Hershey made the switch. Well, we were all talking about it with the big fat lips.
There's the girl. I'm thinking of a woman that was in the dog movie, the dog show movie.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Who was in Back in Show? And she's in an ad for some dumb Lindsay Lohan movie,
right?
Some princess movie.
It's a variation on Cinderella. I think she's the fairy godmother.
And the ad's on all the time with this broad. She's fat, but she's big, and she's got the big collagen-y lips. And she says to her kid something like, I would be mad at you right now, but my face can't move.
She's part of that whole Christopher Guest group.
Yeah, that's right.
She's a very rich lesbian in Best in Show, the one with the female dog trainer.
She is hysterical.
She's great in that movie. Yeah. And also then the one where they're folk singers, she's in that one as well.
Yes, she is.
A Mighty Wind is the name of that one.
Yeah, I believe you are dead on with Ms. Gotti doing a little injection in the lips there.
And just in case anyone from the Gotti family is listening... No offense.
No disrespect.
No disrespect intended. They're dear friends for a long time.
Yeah, no disrespect.
We must break.
All due respect, she could reduce the lips. All due respect.
Said by Mike O'Mara. Who will be in Atlantic City this week?
Jesus! What are you trying to do to me? Come on!
Uh-huh. We'll be right back. I said it too. But I'm not going to Atlantic City where Gotti's might be.
Hey, I am. All due respect.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
Right, Beatles. I wasn't alone, I took a ride. And we got $1,000 right now. The Crazy Secret Sound Contest.
Right. Wow.
The crazy sounds.
Crazy sounds and the stuff and the thing is.
Call right now at 877-365-3636. Boy, we've given some good clues, and if you're a listener in the show...
You should have it by now.
Mike got it yesterday.
I got it.
And Mike beat Buzz to get it.
Yes. Right. Buzz is close.
I'm very close.
Very close. Oh, Buzz doesn't exactly have it yet, do you?
No, apparently not.
So, Mike, you've now been able to hang this over Buzz's head for 24 hours.
And I have.
He has, mercilessly.
Yes, I have. And I'm not telling him. I always, I'm a softie, and Buzz and I, go out there to outside and hang out. And I almost just just went ahead and blurted it out, and then I said, no, I'm going to make him earn it this time.
Wait, really make him earn it?
Yeah. If he does me a favor,
again,
no. I might just, you know, let him in. He's very, very close.
Got a clue for you today. Whoever you are, caller 100, give you a chance to win $1,000. Dial recklessly right now. We mentioned in the midst of all of the stuff that we talked about in the opening of the show, the best thing that happened last night at the Democratic convention was the guy on CNN. Now, we have the tape.
Now, before you start this, can I ask you a question about this?
Yes.
I know nothing about this except that I heard them all complaining about it, or I heard Wolf Blitzer explaining it, and I missed it, and I was watching CNN.
Here's the deal. If you were watching CNN last night during the coverage, there was a guy, there is a guy named Don Mischer.
Don Mischer was the producer of the Democratic Convention.
Yes, and his name was on the screen at the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They had a live microphone.
Oh, so they were like, cue the balloons, and that's what they were doing him
now,
for?
Now, this is what you heard him say, go balloons, go balloons. I guess they had, you know, they had his name up as a graphic, and it was going to be kind of a behind the scenes and a chance for this guy to get some credit for putting this incredible party together. Yeah. So, you know, it's almost like as I'm watching it, I'm thinking it's akin to if you remember the very opening of Monday Night Football back in the day.
Yeah, it'd be great when they did that.
The first time that you would ever see the truck and
roll tape,
roll tape, countdown to Howard, the highlights in 3, 2, 1,
right,
and then eventually you grew to know that there was a guy that was the director and
cue music,
and that you would hear his voice. So anyway, having said that, this guy gets his slug on the bottom of the screen,
right,
and here's the transcript of what was said, and then we'll play you the tape. Go balloons, go balloons, go balloons. Now, at this point, he's ordered the balloons to be dropped 3 times.
Right.
And the way I heard it, he's starting to lose it.
They're not getting the balloons down fast enough.
Now he's pissed. And then, again, the transcript, I don't see anything happening. Now, at this point, as I'm watching this and I'm hearing this, CNN has his name and his title, like I said, on the bottom of the screen,
right.
They would, you know, so letting you know who you're hearing speak. Long minutes, it didn't seem long to me, but long minutes later, 3-4 minutes later, after all of the confetti and everything, this guy is still shouting that things aren't right. And his mic is still on. And at one point, he drops the F-bomb.
Okay, that's what I thought it was.
Because he's not mad at the guys that were supposed to drop the balloons. Apparently, the balloon drop that happened was okay, but they had bought 100,000 balloons.
Right.
They only dropped about 20,000 balloons. It looked okay, but it didn't look great the way that it was supposed to look. So, he said, goddamn, which is what people are not so much offended by the fact that he said, where are the goddamn balloons? They are offended by the fact that with the guy's name and his title on CNN, he dropped the F-bomb last night.
Do we know how he dropped it?
We not only do we know it, we have the tape.
Very good.
Oh, good.
And what we have done is taken the word and just like this. Mm-hmm. But listen, this was live last night on CNN.
We beep it out here.
Did we beep it or?
We just silence it.
Silence. Anyway, okay. You'll pick it up. Hear it. Now, this is on the air while the guy's name is on the screen.
Are these guys doing up there?
Right. No balloons.
Hardly audible, and now I know why I missed it. Yeah.
Well, not hardly audible.
Right.
We had to, because who thinks to tape anything like
right,
this?
Right, right.
Our copy is, like, archived. I think we stole it from, what, the Drudge Report?
We got it from our sources.
Okay, we got it from our sources. We got it from the Drudge Report. So the quality of that we're playing is not as great as what you heard on the radio. Mm. Now, let's just do it one more time. This is too funny. Where are the goddamn balloons? Here it is.
Wow.
Go balloons, more balloons, all balloons, all balloons. Come on, guys, let's move it. Jesus, we need more balloons. I need more balloons to go. God damn, what's happening to the balloons? We need more balloons. We need all of them coming down. Balloons, no balloons, balloons. What's happening? Balloons. It's not enough coming down. All balloons. What the hell? There's nothing falling. What the F are you guys doing up there?
And then Wolf Blitzer apologized, yes, I believe, about 70 times.
For the overuse of the word balloons.
Right.
Funny. Hey, you know what? And those prima donnas on CNN, if they could complain more about the balloons. I mean, they were all saying, oh, we're just so innocent. They're going to be above our heads.
And if I could just say something, that last night as I was watching this, an event that I consider to be even more pure than the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm,
a true event where families can gather together in the bosom of one's family,
yeah,
and look at the political process.
Mm-hmm.
I say to you, FCC, where's the witch hunt now?
Right.
Where's the outrage today that this guy on CNN, this poor schmuck, Don Mischer, who dropped the F-bomb.
Right.
How come Congress isn't getting together right now to decide who's going to go to his house and kill his dog?
Exactly.
And put it on television. Oops. I guess he didn't mean to say it.
Well, the reaction from Wolf Blitzer was so overdone that, you know, that you could tell we live in a different climate now.
Somebody had to.
If anyone was offended, we are so sorry. If anyone was offended by that,
you know, it had to be immediately somebody at Wolf Blitzer's
ear. Get on and apologize.
Wolf, hello, it's the booth. Wolf, you listen, you're the man. Apologize. Yeah, he said the F word. Wolf, do it now. Do it.
Yeah, they panicked. They really did panic. Hey, you know what, though? He's doing his job. He probably didn't know he was on national TV. Cut him some slack.
Well, somebody did, mm-hmm, because they had his name and his title as a graphic on the screen while his mic was open.
Well, it also didn't sound like he was mic'd. It sounded like they might have had a mic in the control room, but it didn't sound like he was wearing a mic or anything like that.
Yeah, but the question is, why would they put the guy's name and his title on the screen, even if he wasn't wearing a
direct mic? He probably was aware that they might be doing something, and they just caught him at a bad moment.
Yeah. Anyway.
Probably caught him at the bad moment.
Pretty good, and the only other thing that I picked up from the convention last night.
I'd like to know, why isn't A-Rod being called on the carpet? Why aren't the FCC, why aren't they attacking A-Rod with the New York Yankees?
Because, what did he do?
Oh, because it was the easiest lip reading you could see.
Oh,
where he's looking at the picture from the Red Sox.
Come on, it's sport. The
little kids,
reading sport.
You know, it's children, America's pastime.
If it was a Red Sox, you'd be saying a different thing.
Oh, Red Sox would never use that kind of language.
That's right. Right. The only other thing at the convention last night, I know we've talked about what a twit Ben Affleck is.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that's a perfect word for him.
But do you know that there are allegedly photos, I've not seen them yet, but there are allegedly photos of one of Carrie's daughters making out with Ben Affleck?
No!
Oh, dear.
Yeah, let me see which one it is.
Oh, please.
You're going to see this picture in the newspaper tomorrow or Sunday, and the caption that the photographers come up with is, Ben Affleck is making a donation to the Kerry campaign.
Wow.
As he's got his tongue down her throat. But wait,
wow,
there's the other one. So that one is Vanessa.
Right.
Okay.
The other one, Alexandra.
Right. Yeah.
She was also caught on film tonguing John Cusack.
Oh, no!
One big happy family.
So just when you thought the Bush girls,
yeah,
were the bad girls.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Come on. Well, they got pictures, Mike.
I'll believe the tongue thing when I see it.
They got pictures. Well, either way, it was kissing.
Yeah, kissing.
It was a PDA, a public defection. Public
display of affection. Right.
And the only other thing that I think is interesting from the convention,
mm-hmm,
is the fact that Clinton, who talked the other day about how he's a millionaire,
he's very proud of his money.
He's in the 1%. He goes into a jewelry store in Boston.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of this jewelry store, Mike? It's called the Alpha Omega Store.
No, I have not.
In Harvard Square.
Okay.
Okay.
It's over in Cambridge.
He paid $10,000 for a diamond necklace and then bought like a bunch of other stuff, like earrings, and I'm not sure what I'm. Anyway, over $30,000 he ended up spending.
Really? Do we know if anybody that he's close to has a birthday coming up?
Well, now hold on, hold on. There are a couple of things that he said afterwards that caught my... Nobody bothers to say to him, are you buying this stuff for Hillary?
Right.
Okay. Instead, while Clinton's in there and the reporters are asking him questions, Clinton starts talking about U.S. policy in Turkey.
Yes.
One of the quotes is, well, in the videotape where he's checking out and they've got him buying this stuff, he's saying to the clerk, I love Istanbul. I've never had a bad time there. I mean, he's totally avoiding the people who are saying, and they're openly saying to him, Mr. President, Mr. Clinton, are you buying this for Hillary? So he's in the store talking to people, and he drops 30 large.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
$30,000.
Right.
Left the store with all the bags. Mm-hmm. All the people are outside. He doesn't say anything. Next day, they find Hillary. Now, this is where it gets hinky.
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, Hillary, Bill was in the store yesterday, spent about $30,000 and bought a $10,000 necklace. We're just wondering, have you seen the necklace? And here's the quote from Hillary Clinton.
I'm not going to talk to you about that.
Wow.
And she said that exactly the same way she did at the convention.
The next president of the United States.
It's being referred to as Hillary's man boys.
Yes. And she has it. But that was it.
I'm not going to talk to you about that.
God, make it easy for us, you know, if you wanted that stuff to go away.
I know.
Let us know. You just picture him going back to his office in New York.
Yeah.
I had a great time at the convention. I bought something for you.
Hey. Hello, Shanice.
Shanice.
Hey, it's BC.
You like to come up to the office and wear that special outfit you have and open up a trinket? I bought you a bobble, darling.
I love Turkey. I love Istanbul.
How do you like the necklace, dear?
I have nothing to say about that.
Hillary's esteemed reporter spoiled the surprise.
And listen, before we get to caller 100 here, if we could all just take a moment. I know that we've been doing a lot of American Idol talk on the show. Yesterday we had Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser on. Thank God he's doing okay with the cancellation of his show. Now this news that Diana DeGarmo has taken a fall, Mike.
No. I am so sorry to hear that.
She's on the American Idol tour or something.
She's so young.
She's so young. She's so beef robbed.
I don't think she was drinking.
Indicating she was eating a donut.
She's taking a spill.
Heavens, no.
She's Hillary-like.
Wow.
Hi.
Let me see. She was performing a Beyonce song, Crazy in Love. Okay. Now, first off, you know, what are you doing with that? That's not my call. She's performing Crazy in Love. When she's singing, she fell down a flight of stairs.
Ouch.
At an arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wow.
With all of the other American Idol people, they took her to the hospital. She didn't have any broken bones. She was very bruised.
Bruised and embarrassed.
Yeah, I imagine she probably, her skin, she really probably gets like those banana bruises.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those real soft, pushy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not pushy, but squishy.
Usually a result of being having very pale skin and very soft skin.
I bet, actually, if you press her skin, it stays in for a little while. Kind of like a foam mattress.
Oh, dear me. So she went down a whole flight of stairs, huh? Wow. Right off the stage?
Now, she managed to... Now, I'd like to have a tape of this. After she fell down...
She's the perky one, you know.
After she fell down, she got up and finished the song.
Oh, good. She's a trooper. Yeah.
And then she walked off the...
Caller.
Nope. Hold on a second. We got too many tapes going on at once. She fell down the stairs.
I walked off stage and collapsed.
Finished the song, then got in the... ambulance, and now here's where the spin comes in about the Braveheart
she's a trooper
on this fat little girl. Doctors,
you made him spit out his water on
that made me choke.
The brave fat little girl. This brave fat little girl.
Doctors advised her, of course they did, not to perform Wednesday.
Right.
You know, because she's sick.
And they advised her to stay in her hotel room and order room service.
But she she did manage to make it on stage for only one song. Of course, her song.
Oh, that's great.
Her new single, which debuts
at... come out on crutches or something like that?
Number one. I don't know anything about it. All I just know that Diana DeGarmo has taken... I tumble.
I heard she wouldn't. It wouldn't have been as bad, but she tried to break her fall. But her hands were covered with chicken grease.
Poor fat girl. You know, I say hats off to her. She uses her obesity as a badge of courage.
Poor little fat girl.
PLFG.
You know what we part this? You know what we call this part of the show?
What?
This is called Pot Calls Kettle Black.
Hey, you know, we are both fatter than Diana DeGarmo.
No kidding.
We're not fatter than her mother, though.
So is that.
We're not.
But all three put together,
yeah,
we might be. No, I don't know about that.
No, I mean, I think that the mother, we probably, we both may outweigh the mother, but the mother is...
She's a lovely lady.
She is. She bruises.
Yes. Yes, she does.
And it's just, I'm like, look, she's not even all that fat, but it's funny.
No.
Funny calling her the poor little fat girl.
She is the poor little fat girl. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Am I calling 100?
Yes, you are. Can you turn down your radio, please?
Yes.
Fantastic. What's your name? Any idea?
My name is George.
Hey, George, where are you calling from?
Austin Hill.
All right, George, here you go. Congratulations. You got a pair of tickets for Kid Rock, Merriweather Post, Thursday, September 9. You know, he doesn't whore himself out too much, Kid Rock.
Mm.
Tickets to Ticketmaster and also MerriweatherMusic.com. Now, my friend, listen, you got the chance to win $1,000.
What are you doing there, sir?
I just shut the door.
Oh,
I had the other radio on in the room.
You have trouble focusing?
Yeah, I'm really nervous about this.
Don't be nervous. Don't worry about
it. Don't be nervous. It's $1,000. Have you heard the sound already?
Yes, I have.
All right, well, then I'll review the clues and give you a new clue today.
Good.
Your previous clues are hygiene, personal hygiene, Bob the intern. Ready for a new clue?
Yeah.
Can you give a new clue?
A new clue?
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol.
There you go. Take a look, Mike. Take a look at the logic behind that clue.
Huh.
Okay.
Mm.
Splitting hairs, yes.
Mm.
Are you ready to go?
I believe so.
$1,000. Buzz, you still don't know, do you?
Now I'm even more confused with the new clue.
That right. Is the goal.
There you go. Okay, $1,000. Good luck. And, you know, this is something a disc jockey says that either turns out great or bad.
Uh-huh.
You know, what...
The rubbing
what,
alcohol or the drinking type of...
I cannot answer that question. But what a great way to kick off your weekend.
Yes. You know,
and what the disc jockey doesn't say, we get somebody on a big contest on a Friday,
uh-huh.
You know, or in this case, in Austin, Texas, when right. You hear this on Monday.
Yes, how are you doing from the past?
When you get somebody and you build it up and you get all this stuff, and then you go, this will make your weekend, come on. And then when they lose,
yes.
It's just like... Q107.5. All right, thank you anyway, man. Hey, your life sucks, but have a great weekend.
I think it'll be a miracle if this guy gets it.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him do it, though.
A miracle if I got it.
You think so? Ready to play, my friend?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
That's confidence.
Good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it comes. There it was.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Did you put that tape in there?
I think my evil twin did.
Okay, hold on. You know what it means for you? You got to hear it one free time. Here it is again. Let me isolate it for you on the telephone. That's the sound. Today's clue is alcohol. Don't let me down. Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Yes,
I hope
yes.
This guy gets it.
For $1,000, what is that sound?
There we go.
I'm just going to go with the original guess I thought it was. Is it the sound of...
Hold on. Because I think you're going to lose, let me do this like a disc jockey would. If I could have a symphony.
Oh, sure.
Because this is what DJs do. Then you're dead once you lose. All right, now it's $1,000 on the line, $100 bills, 10 of them, crisp in your pocket on a Friday night. Imagine that, my friend.
Fantastic.
You could join Mike in Atlantic City. You could buy the Tyson pay-per-view. My friend, pay your rent, your mortgage, $1,000 from your friends at the Hot Rockin' Flame Throne. We want you to win this for your weekend, $1,000 on Friday. We're making a perfect party weekend. What is that sound?
Is it a pair of nose hair tweezers?
Oh, so sorry. You lose.
the way they do it.
Yeah, no, and that's just terribly wrong.
Yes, it is.
That's horribly wrong.
It's unfortunately so.
But we do add $100, meaning on Monday we will play for $1,000. Or just hang up.
Oh, he was a mallet head.
Or just hang up.
I mean, from the beginning with closing the door.
$1,000 plus on $1,100.
Yes.
When we came play the game on Monday, we're going to break now and come right back with a Friday favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Saw this. This movie once where the president is just tickled at anything he wants to eat, he can get in a moment's notice. Here, it turns out it's the perfect century. Otto.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yeah, sorry for the late notice. For lunch, could you arrange some coq au vin with a side of penne?
Spicy or mild?
Spicy. And, hazelnut pudding for dessert.
No problem, sir.
One day I'll catch him napping.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
It's time for a station slug. That's called reading something that's written down. Not that people involved are slugs, although they are. Radio station KYCY in San Francisco. 1550 AM. Open your car window right now and scream as loud as you can. You're reaching more people.
Right.
KFH, FM, and AM in Wichita, Kansas. Uh-huh. Palm Springs, California, WGAM. Tampa, WBZZ. And how about, what the hell? Burlington, Vermont, 96.7, WXZQ.
Right.
Okay, that's that. Rich Eisen will be on the show today from the NFL Network. Mm-hmm. You know me, I'm ready to go, and the games start next weekend.
I know.
I'm jacked, and I'm the only guy in the world that watches the NFL channel, so you'll be glad to know he's speaking to the one guy that watches.
Very exciting.
Although I won't put it exactly that way. Don't make him think there's a group of people that watch.
I'll pretend I watch.
And Monday, let me see, from the hit show Training Spouses, one of the next annoying mommies that's going to be on the show on Monday's episode, and now a Friday's favorite.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Dawn and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
Let me just say, a lady has entered the building. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just read it as written.
Okay.
Thank you.
The next First Lady of the United States.
Thank you.
Teresa Hines Carey.
Teresa.
Wow.
Teresa.
Thank you.
Now, why are you still...
Thank you very much.
Why are you still speaking like you're at the convention?
This is the microphone that I will take with me wherever I go.
Turn the God Bless America off.
So that I can say... I am so pleased that in this country we have such love and women will stand up for their right. Hi, Don. Do you mind me standing up on the podium looking down at
no,
you?
No, of course not. Of course not.
I am so pleased to be here, and I will tell all of your listeners that
yes,
we will go forward and win this election.
Do you shave your underarms?
Oh, shove it. Va, va, va. I burst with the joy to aid all poor, pitiful, bad ones. I scream from the mountain that I feel bursting with pride.
I see you have a mustache.
Shove it. That is uncalled for, but they
told me... You're a beautiful woman.
They told me you were a bit of a potty mouth.
You're a, beautiful.
Are you a potty mouth bully?
if you want me to
have patience with potty mouth bullies. I am a strong-willed woman who speaks her mind.
That's what I hear.
I love your shirt.
Thank you, and I love that red dress you're wearing.
Thank you very much. This is a really lovely top that was put together by a series of wonderful designers.
What is the capital?
Are you excited?
What is the capital of Texas, one of our largest states? What is the capital?
Austin.
What is the capital of Sacramento? I'm sorry, California.
That is a foolish mistake you have made on me. You are quizzing me and you messed up your own question. If it is on my mind, I speak it, you fool.
What is
the crazy, silly fool?
What is the capital of the great state of New York?
New York could be Albany.
Wow, now you have actually been run through the list of the states and the capitals?
Oh, you think just because I have the trace of an accent that I would not know. Don't confuse me with the governor of California.
Uh-huh.
I actually have an education. That does not happen inside the weight room.
Explain this to me.
All smelly poor ones will get to free ketchup. Would you like some free samples of Heinz 57?
Yeah, now...
I have that for you.
What's the deal with you now? You
got... I have brought relish for everyone.
The name is Heinz. You were married to some dude, Heinz, and he...
Yes, he was the senator too, tragically. He passed. Yes.
Doesn't anybody else find it at least interesting? You were married to a politician.
Yes.
And how long was his body cold before you latched on to this one?
Oh, shove it! I will not entertain such a distasteful question from the likes of you. Who's that big boy in the back?
I've got
plenty of ketchup for him.
His name is Rob.
He looks like he enjoys my product. Let's take a little survey, please.
Okay.
How many of you like ketchup? Raise your hand.
Okay, we all like
everybody.
More
money
for me.
More money for me. La, la, la. But I want to take my incredible millions of dollars and do well.
Like what?
For the people of America.
Like what? Let's talk for a second.
I don't have any specific.
Last night, one of the...
I understand that you and all of your cohorts here enjoy a great deal of Schadenfreude.
Last night, one of the things your husband kept touching on was...
I was so sad.
Why?
The sweat. Yeah. I told him, make sure if the lip begins to sweat like Richard Nixon, dab it with a hanky. He did not listen to me, but I love him. I am filled with such love for him.
How can we have a lady... Do you speak in a more American voice? Is it possible?
I will speak in an American voice for you now.
Would you do that?
That is how I speak. This is who I am and what I will be. Shove it.
Okay.
I have a friend who I have been dying to meet for such a long time.
Who's that?
Your newsman. Hello.
Hello, Ms. Heinz Garrett.
You are Buzz Burbank.
Yes, it's very nice to meet you.
You are famous all over the world.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Wherever I travel.
Really?
You notice I keep my hands on my chest in this lovely way.
I'm flattered.
So that I can look at each and every one of my peoples and say, I wish to be your queen. I do wish to be your queen. Pickles are like pulling quarters from the ground. Every time someone has a pickle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a Teresa gets a dollar. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, not necessary. Thank you. And may I say one further thing to you?
Yes.
Every time an American takes one of those little packets of ketchup and puts it on their hamburger,
yes,
I get a little wealthier. Thank you. Thank you. I am so pleased. I wish to be your number one gal. When John dies, I am planning to get sex from Buzz.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm happy to oblige.
I find you very strapping. You are, of course, politically minded, much like me.
You're a very attractive woman.
If Mr. Carey, God forbid, would be hit by a bus.
Hopefully a long time from now.
Yes, but would you then marry another politician?
No, I have my eyes squarely on the newsman with the shrinking shirts. His name is Buzz. I would like to be Theresa Hines Carey Burbank. What happened to my microphone?
I'm sorry. Have that man
microphone.
Have that man fired. Yes.
Thank you.
He's been fired.
Thank you.
I would love to share your gherkins.
Did you all enjoy me at the convention when I gave my sweet speech with my hands held?
Did we?
Like yes. This?
Honey, I got to tell you something. Speaking for all Americans.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Do not refer to me as honey. You are not allowed.
Oh, man.
I forbid you.
What the, what'd you just do? You just pushed the microphone.
I forbid you to tell me, honey. You are not allowed to call John.
Why not?
John, have him put away.
He can't help you now.
Have him put away.
Sugar pie, honey bunch.
That is uncalled for. I do not know you with such familiar terminology to use for Teresa. You are not allowed to speak to Teresa like this. Teresa does not accept your honey. If you wish to ask Teresa questions, you must address Teresa in the way she would love to be addressed. You will refer to me simply as Teresa, Mrs. Carey, or as First Lady to be. But please, honey, or sugar, or toast, or what you degrade your women with, will not be coming across to me with this interview. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, honey, whatever works for you. Here's where I'm really coming from.
I will tell you one thing.
What's that?
I will try to seduce you with my moist thoughts.
Oh,
what do you think
wow.
of that, big boy?
I think I need a sponge.
That is so disgusting. Refer to me simply as Teresa.
All right, Teresa.
Yes?
Here's my problem.
May I call you Donnie?
Yes, D-O-N-I.
Oh, Donnie.
I am going to vote for your husband.
Thank you for your support.
The other guy is a dope.
We are so grateful, and you are so correct.
However, I am slightly concerned. I mean, I understand that America has landed the free home of the brave. Everybody came
from... Time out. Oh, it is time for my injection. Botox! I require my Botox injection.
I got news, honey. If that's the case, it ain't working.
Yes, please, over the right eye. Thank you. Just a little more. Yes. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, that is good. My face is now in a total state of paralysis, so that I will look younger. And some of my laugh lines have gone away, don't you think?
You look lovely.
Some of my laugh lines have
lovely.
Gone away.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
As I was saying, America, land of the free, home of the brave. Everybody comes from someplace else.
But am I the only one that's
thinking, I don't necessarily want my first lady, no matter how great her husband is, to sound like Zsa Zsa Gabor?
That is uncalled for. I do not sound like Zsa Zsa Gabor unless I let my guard down. I really don't. So you understand, only when I relax. If I was to relax, I'm not relaxed now. But if I was to relax, the accent would be much heavier, and you would not even be able to understand me. I am trying to be an American.
Really? Well, then, for one moment here, relax. And let me hear you. I will refer to you as Teresa.
And you wish for me to speak the way I speak with my close, intimate family and friends?
Yes. Drop this great American accent that you're giving us, and let me hear the real you.
If you wish. I can do this because it is... If I relax the face...
Relax, Teresa.
My face will fall.
Don't worry. We'll pick it up if it falls.
Let me close my eyes.
Get into the trance, Teresa.
Satispeta.
Good.
Now I am so relaxed that I feel so good. You are a good man, Donnie. This is the way I speak normally around my friends. I'm fine. I feel so
good. Oh dear.
There we go.
They love you for it.
This is the way I speak.
They love you for it.
Then I am in private. This is the way I speak to everybody in my house. It's a U.S., even though I don't even come from Germany. I am in a total state of relaxation.
the creatures of the night that beautiful music they make.
we're gonna stop and take two callers now to play Low Budget Jeopardy with Teresa Hines Carey.
I must get tense again and go back to the way I was speaking. I'm trying so hard.
Okay, honey.
I'm trying. You are not allowed. You refer to me as Teresa.
Well, no, I thought that that would get you right back to the way that you wanted to talk. I called you honey.
You will not say that again if you know my secret.
What is your secret?
When John is sworn in, I can have you imprisoned.
Hey! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
877-365-3636 is our toll-free number. We need two callers to play Low Budget Jeopardy with Teresa.
You will be sent to the dungeon. I will send you to the tower. Never to be seen again by your lovely wife, Freda. How is Freda?
She's fine.
Tell Freda I am fine.
Who has bigger sideburns, do you think? You or me?
I am not sure, but that is... You are joking. You're a comedian.
I'm kidding.
Say hi to Freda.
A comedian.
And peace be with you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everything you read, when he came in, he was good. They built tremendous highways. He returned, you know, got all the factories going, everything. He was good at the beginning, but then he went nuts. He went berserk, I guess, and I think even his own generals tried to kill him, didn't they? Everybody in history knows that he did was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
The Don and Mike Show. We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That wasn't even Teresa Hines-Carey. That was the late, great Marge Schott.
Oh, there was nothing great about her.
Sorry, let me get your level set again. I keep forgetting that you're still talking like you're at the convention.
She was an evil, bigoted woman.
Who's that?
Marge Schultz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so glad to be here on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, there's a song that comes to my mind.
Very pleased.
I think it's Brian Hyland. If I had it, I'd play it.
Yes.
But he used it as a rejoiner.
What would that be?
She was a gypsy woman.
Oh, that is fine. I am fond of all music so far.
And also, how about gypsies,
tramps, and thieves? I love Shear. She is so good. Shear is one of my favorite. I was talking with one of your employees, Joan Latta.
Oh, J-Law!
In the hallway. She said that yesterday you provided them with wine and cheese.
Yes. Yes, for a couple of the ladies that work here at the station.
So kind. I am a big fan of cheese. I wish to have cheese all the time on the campaign trail. I love different cheeses. Brie and cheddar and cheddar, I should say. Cheese. You're wonderful. You know, the only other weakness I have is for that candy from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
What is that?
Racist Paces. They are delicious to me. Are we going to start the game now?
Yes, we are now. This reverb, this echo you have from the convention.
Thank you all for coming. I am so glad to be accepting John's nomination to be First Lady. Thank you. I mean, thank you.
So it does go with you everywhere.
Yes, I am Teresa. Teresa.
You know what? I'll just say, you look like a crazy fortune teller.
Oh,
you look to me like what?
Chavez.
You look to me like what?
I can tell your fortune.
Hold on.
I see a dark. I see your fortune.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
There is a dark prison cell in your future.
No. What? When you get elected, you're going to throw me in jail?
I will throw all of my enemies in jail.
Wow. Here's what you look like.
You will all die.
You ever been like to an arcade or the old time boardwalk back in the day, where you would put a dime in and the mechanical gypsy would give you your
that is brilliant
would give you your
I am they have modeled all of those mechanical gypsies off of my face.
Wow.
Gulag for you, my friend. You will be in the gulag, and so will all of your friends.
Listen, let's play the game.
All of your evil henchmen.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy with Teresa. Teresa, who's playing with us today?
Today we are going to have a
patent attorney from Reston, Virginia. Let's say hi to Jerry's brother, Ken Springer.
Okay, here is Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hello, LQ.
Hey, dude, and please say hello to the lady.
Hello, Teresa.
Ah, that is the way to speak to me, Ken, not to call me honey or toots or something like that.
Right, baby.
When do I read the tea leaves?
For you.
And now let us welcome a lady, and I am championing the cause of all women for this election. I am. Let me put my hands in that spot again.
Yes, please.
Yes, siree. I would like to say hi to a framer from Alexandria. This is Roxana Arce.
Hello, Roxana.
Hi. How are you?
Hi there.
Wonderful.
Well, turn that down a little bit.
And okay. Now entering the studio, and please, I would like to tell all of my friends here,
yes,
that I have brought with me from the convention, please, to welcome the host of No Budget Jeopardy, Mr. Alistair Vecteronimo. Yeah. Oh, they have stopped their applause.
Why
a small group of women.
Applause is like the standard can thing.
Oh, and yours, please, may I send out my...
There's yours.
May I? As I gaze into my magic crystal, I see something. Oh, I see Diana DeGarmo falling downstairs.
Oh, dear.
Oh, such a poor little fat girl. All right, now I have introduced you. We are here to start the
game. Here's the categories. Kids, your categories are Tour de Lance.
Tour de Lance. I know what that is.
What state is NFL training camp in?
Oh, you are such a fan of the brutal sport.
Guests on the Don and Mike show this week.
Oh, very good.
By the numbers.
I have been busy, though.
And new on Divid.
New on Divid, yes.
DVD.
Could I get the chaise platter?
We have Tour de Lance.
Tour de Lance.
What state is training camp in?
Yes, of course.
Guests on the Don and Mike show this week.
I see.
By the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
New on DVD.
Do I really look like a gypsy to you?
You do, and you know what? You look like one of those where it would be, for 5 cents,
mm-hmm,
it would either be tell your fortune or guess your weight.
Yes, I can do both.
Wow.
Guess your weight.
I can do both.
And maybe even sometimes that arm wrestling machine.
Yeah. That would be fun, too. You would even believe it more if you saw me on the campaign bus when I wear the special bandana.
Thank you. Hi, Roxana.
Yes.
Roxana, let's start with you.
Okay. I want to go with new DVD.
New on DVD. All right. New on DVD sometimes this weekend, sometimes last week. Anyway, new on DVD for one stars Ron Perlman. Right, not...
Very funny, Roxanne. And remember, it is never funny to lose. Ken, it is your chance to steal.
What is Hellboy?
Yes.
Yes, the laughter has silenced in the land of Roxanne. Please represent all women as I try to, with force and strength.
Ken,
you're in control.
Yes, what is new on DVD for two, please?
He'll get this. I know he'll get this one. Re-release stars Elizabeth Barkley.
What is Showgirl?
Okay, Showgirl.
Hey, listen. Right,
$2.
Hey, dumb lady.
I'm sorry.
Don't whisper the answer.
Okay.
Okay? Yes,
Roxana, this is Teresa.
Okay.
Roxana, you are giving him such an advantage when you loudly...
What a dumb bitch she is.
Oh, such language. Shove it. Thank you. Thank you. I tell him to shove it and you agree. Ladies, gather around.
No, I believe they're applauding and I call this woman a dumb bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, can you...
Those who are applauding that I said dumb bitch.
No, they are with me. Those that think he is a foul, brutal man who I shall imprison.
You're going to put me in prison.
Listen to that.
I will be campaigning for John in my festively colored horse-drawn gypsy wagon. Thank you, Rob.
Let's see. Ken, go again, please.
Yes, new on DVD for three, please, LQ.
Cult TV show from 1986, now released, season one has been released on DVD.
No idea.
This is hard.
Oh, that's depressing, Ken. Almost as depressing as on the campaign trail when I lost all my pots and pans off the back of the wagon. Roxana, your chance to see...
No clue.
Oh, and we're turning off the alarm. Don't bother. I'm going to say the word. The show is called Sledgehammer.
Yes.
Now turn the alarm back on.
And Ken, you are in control.
What is state of NFL training camp for one, please?
Okay, I'll tell you an NFL team. You tell me what state their training camp is. It's a great weekend. All the camps open this weekend. For one, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What is Florida?
Right, Orlando, Florida.
$1 for you, can select again, please.
State of NFL training camps for two.
Your Kansas City Chiefs.
What is Missouri?
Negative.
Roxana, your chance to steal.
Kansas?
Oh, that was not even in the form of a question, honey. And no, they go to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And Ken, you're in control.
State of NFL training camps for three.
Your Atlanta Falcons.
What is Georgia?
No.
Roxana, your chance to steal.
Darling, come on.
North Carolina.
Not in the form of a question. Stupid bitch.
Sorry.
Whoa, that is such evil language. May I take this opportunity to urge all of your listeners to visit our campaign headquarters in the woods just outside of town.
And, of course, I only called her a stupid bitch to get a rise out of you.
I know.
Queen of the Gypsies.
We will take all of our sticks and our pitchforks, and we will attack you. You are in control.
You know, you're going to be number one with hobos.
Yes, of course, yes.
Buy the numbers for one, please.
Hold on. Oh, Atlanta, they train in South Carolina. South Carolina is where the Falcons do. You want to buy the numbers?
For one, please.
Here we go. Buy the numbers. The number of months Martha Stewart was sentenced to in real, not at home, but in real jail. Number of months Martha Stewart was sentenced to jail.
What is five?
Right.
$1 for you. You are rolling now, Ken.
Buy the numbers for two.
Number of days in the month of July.
What is 31?
Right. $2 for you. Congratulations. Let's move on.
Buy the numbers for three, please.
American Idol just raised the age limit for this. This is the age now for all future contestants. You can't be older than this age. They just raised it to this age.
What is 40?
Roxana.
Now, I'd watch that show.
What is 28?
Hey, Roxana. Hey.
Yeah.
$3. Oh, her joy. Her joy, her joy. It is contagious. It is contagious. May I interest you in a festive silk babushka? Please select again, Roxana.
Okay, I am going for a guest for the week. The weekend.
Okay, guest this week on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, dear me.
Why, what's happened?
I seem to have lost one of my garish gold hoop earrings. What was that I interrupted you, Roxana?
She wants guests on the show this week. And I was wondering if you might have any voodoo.
No, that's not correct.
That's not gypsy stuff?
No, you are being abased. Stop being abased. You are my base of burden.
Guests on the Don and Mike show this week. Here you go. Ready, Roxana?
Yes.
For one, he is this man's hairdresser.
Ryan Seacrest. What's
that was not in the form of a question.
Ken, your chance to steal.
Who is Ryan Seacrest?
Correct.
$1 for you, Ken. You are the commanding lead. Select again.
Guest this week on Don and Mike show for two, please.
He was a runner-up on The Apprentice.
No idea.
Roxana, your chance to steal.
Me neither.
Oh, don't you remember Sam? Sam, I am.
Sam, I am. And Ken, you are in control.
Guest this week on Don and Mike show for three.
She does the weather on CBS2 in Los Angeles.
Who is Lisa Joyner?
Yeah, now that one you know.
Yes, for you, Ken. Now select another category.
Let me just say something to you, Teresa. Lisa Joyner, now there's a woman that we could all agree on.
Yeah. I'll share that with you.
Thank you.
She is so lovely. And a good Democrat. Thank you.
And
thank you.
Last category now on the board. I think all we have left is Tour de Lance.
May I interest you in a tin coffee cup filled with goulash?
Tour de Lance, for one. Don't you have some fake Cuban cigars you could sell me, too?
I could do that for you, yes, yes. I will get one of my many, many little underlings. Yes, and one of my cousins to sell you that.
Somewhere don't you have, not an organ grinder's box, but don't you have a box like with chickens and monkeys in
yes,
them?
Yes, I do. Yes, we must eat on the campaign trail. We must eat. It is essential. How about some hand-tooled leather goods? All right, Ken.
His wallet.
You must participate.
All right,
in
Tour de Lance for one. Oh, we got to run this. We got Rich Eisen come up. Here we go. Tour de Lance for one. Number of Tour de France bicycle races now won by Lance Armstrong.
What is six?
Right.
$1 for you, select again.
Tour de Lance for two.
She is his rock star gal pal.
Who is... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not good.
Roxana, your chance to steal.
Oh, hi.
I don't know.
Cheryl Crow.
Cheryl Crow.
And Ken, you're in control for the last question.
Yes, Tour de Lance for three, please.
Here we go. The American Cycling Team's new primary sponsor for next year, replacing the Postal Service.
Where's Discovery Channel?
That's right.
$3. That is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
It is. Now, who's got what here?
Oh, Ken,
I do.
Ken has a commanding lead of $15 to Rooks and a simple $3 total.
All right. Well, Roxana, you're in the game because anybody can win and find Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. Here's the category. Your category is, what's up, Doc? Or should I say, what's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Because it's about Shaq. Here is your answer. It's the jersey number Shaquille O'Neal. The jersey number that Shaquille O'Neal will wear starting the season with the Miami Heat. You get it? He's wearing a different number. Mm. The jersey number Shaq will wear starting this season with the Miami Heat. Kids, don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive 10,000 recipes you can make with ketchup. I must tell you something about Teresa. I love everything with ketchup, and I have never found anything that ketchup doesn't help. Did you know, my friends, that ketchup actually improves the following foods?
Like what?
Pancakes, gummy bears, tuna fish, marshmallows, and asparagus. With my recipes, you will also want to pour ketchup on everything. I thank you. And now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Gypsy Woman.
Thank you very much.
Hey, where's your tarot card?
I have them in the back of my wheel trailer. My cart.
It's Roxana we'll talk to first. Roxana, the jersey number Shaq will wear starting next year with the Miami Heat.
What is 24?
Oh.
I am so sorry. That drops you to zero.
Negative. Here you go, Ken. You're the big wiener if you have the right answer.
I think I'm going to make Alan Cheapwad very happy. What is 00?
No, you both haven't lost. You have both disappointed me greatly.
It's 32. Oh. He wore it when he played in Orlando. He couldn't wear it in Los Angeles because Magic wore it. He wore 34. Yeah. Now he wears 32 with the Miami Heat.
Yes, you have both lost.
And that means, you're right about that, Ken. Alan will be very happy.
Not try your best.
No money given away. Don't go away mad, Roxana and Ken. Simply go away. Here now is Teresa Hines to tell you about your parting gift. Teresa!
Both of you have won a pair of tickets to see Kid Rock at Merriweather Post Pavilion on Thursday. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I think she's happy.
Yeah.
Are you
happy?
You are happy. On Thursday, September 9th, tickets at Ticketmaster outlets and MerriweatherMusic.com. Congratulations to both of you, and thank you so, so much for playing the game.
Oh, we're getting again. Boy, it must be a little lean this week.
Very lean. We are out of prizes.
There you go. Roxana and Ken, thank you both.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you too.
Hold on.
Bye-bye.
At least you could have given them some cheese like you gave your office workers. No? You have no cheese to give for them?
No cheese.
No cheese for to give them.
Teresa, all I can say is...
Yes?
I would like to put out my hand to you.
Oh, I will take your hand.
And ask you, would you please read my lifeline?
Oh, a gypsy joke. I must get in my wooden card. Farewell.
I bring her back in.
Yeah,
she didn't get a chance to do her whole... Let me just ask you. Do you want me to bring her back, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah.
Who cares for to shut the door on Teresa's wooden shoe? I got my long flowing gypsy skirt caught in the door.
Teresa, always remember and never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Coron Incorporated, and it's distributed for To King World.
And thank you, my lady.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Have a good life.
There she goes.
May have scared me.
There she goes.
She's a little scary.
She is. Well, we come back. We come back, Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
DJ banter copy. Note, bold copy is required. Please feel free to make this your own.
All right.
You know, it seems like most technology has actually made our lives more complicated.
All these great ideas and inventions come out, but you have to have a master's in electrical engineering to turn any of them on, let alone let them do what they're supposed to do.
But OnStar is different.
It is.
Because all the stuff you hear about, unlocking your doors for you, tracking your car if it's stolen, even receiving a signal in case your airbags go off. Now there's a feature called OnStar Personal Calling.
Now this is more like the technology I'm interested in, Don.
Is it, Mike?
Yeah.
First, there's only one button to push.
It's a hands-free, voice-activated cell phone that's built into your car. And my favorite part, this is the truth, plays through the speakers.
Get it on more than 50 GM models from Saturn to Cadillac. If you have OnStar, press the blue button and ask the advisor about your complimentary 30-minute OnStar personal calling package so you can try it for yourself.
And if you don't have OnStar, check out their website at OnStar.com or swing by your local GM dealer for a demo.
Yeah, OnStar.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, hi.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism. And I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, a lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there? Anything else? Anything you can do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at it.
You know, listen, I'm sorry. I got to stop this tape.
Yeah.
I heard that Rich Eisen was going to be a couple of minutes late,
right.
So I thought this would be a good chance to play the Larry King tape.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, Rich Eisen is on the phone now. We're not even back from the break yet. He's on the phone.
Well, there's no need to keep him waiting.
So, yeah, so what I'm going to have to do is just let you know that this is the one where Larry goes off the deep end.
Yes, Larry fell asleep listening to a caller and did not know what he was talking about.
About,
right?
About Cooperstown, New York. And then...
The Don and Mike Show.
Somebody called him with this.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you... getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning, they're on the afternoon, and I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
Yeah.
They brings you very best wishes.
We do.
And may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever.
We do.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
So my apologies to those of you that wanted to hear the whole Larry King tape. We never have time to play it.
Right.
Yeah. I want to talk to Rich Eisen. He's been sitting on the phone now, like parked for like 2 minutes. Rich!
How you doing, guy?
Hey, Rich Eisen from the NFL channel.
Thank you for coming on the show, Rich.
I appreciate that's a round of applause I think I just got.
We give applause. We're like a real show.
You did. I will tell you, I'm a fan.
Thank you.
You're an ESPN, smarmy, funny guy who I always thought didn't take it too far.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's a compliment. You would say stuff that's funny, would make me laugh, but then you would also have some reverence when you had to have reverence. And I'm going to sound like, you know, one of the guys in the basement of the Giants building, but I watch the NFL channel, and I watch that dopey show that you're on.
You talk about the NFL channel all the time.
I call it a dopey show because I watch it, and sometimes
I appreciate that dopey has some sort of positive connotation.
No, it isn't, and I've said myself, I'm a dope because I watch it. For instance, when the NFL channel first came on,
yeah,
I watched it, and I loved it, and nobody knew about it. Then... I don't know, however months ago you guys were running the NFL Europe games.
Yes.
This is how pathetic I am, Rich.
That is dopey.
Yeah, okay. Now,
wait,
hold on, it gets better.
Okay.
It's a Saturday morning, it's like 10 o'clock. and it's like Scotland at Barcelona. Whatever.
The Rhine Fire.
The Rhine Fire. Whatever it is, I'm getting the picture, but there's no audio. So, because, like, I'm the only guy watching this.
So you watched silent the NFL Europe game.
Hold on, it goes further, Rich.
No, it can't.
Yeah, it does.
It does. I call NFL Films because I'm, in the business. And they give me the number. I say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I work for CBS, which I kind of do. We're owned by CBS. There's a problem with the audio. Anyway, and I told the story on the air. They gave me the number to wherever the control room is.
Is that right?
They pick up the phone. They go, main control.
Right.
I said, hi, you don't know me, but I'm watching the game right now, and there's a problem with the audio. And the guy says, who is this? Like I'm some boss. And I said, I'm a schmuck that's watching.
No,
and
you should have said, this is Paul Tagliabue. Turn the damn volume up.
Anyway, 2 seconds later, there was a crawl on the bottom of the screen indicating that the sound would
be resolved. So you had done some good.
Yeah.
Wow, you were a factor.
I thought so. And I enjoy watching you on the show. I enjoy watching the way that you handle the serious issues, the not-so-serious issues. Also, I think it's very admirable when you're sitting up there with four big football players that are dressed to the nines, and they start busting your balls about what you're wearing, that you will stand up and attempt to show them that you're styling and profiling, but the whole time they're just laughing at you and calling you a dope.
I have to sometimes stand up and let them know that sometimes you can be sartorially splendid without nine buttons on.
There you go.
That's why I dig the guy. And I got to say, I need that football fix.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like when I get home at night. I've TiVo'd you because your show is on when we're still on. So I get home and I TiVo it and I get the news. And besides the commercial I'm giving you here for the NFL.
Well, I appreciate it, obviously.
And your show, which is great. What do you think about Ricky Williams? Did he quit football because he wants to smoke pot all the time?
Well, I mean, it is disappointing, obviously, to have seen it. He's such a great running back, and obviously it's difficult for a team to handle having a potential 1,500-yard hole punched right in their offense when he punched it, which is when he punched out about 4-5 days before training camp began. And it's just disappointing to see that because it's just it's always difficult to see a talent like that remove himself. And to be honest, it's also disappointing when some people are sitting there and saying, well, it's proving that he's got his head on straight, that there's more of to life than football. He's prioritizing his life, and people are like saying you can't put him down for that, and obviously you can't, but then a few days later we hear that one of the priorities in his life is being able to smoke pot unabated. And it's like, wow, you feel bad if that is in fact a major reasoning in his decision, because when he's 30 or 31 or 32, he's going to probably say, wow, there's more to life than doing what I've been doing.
And also, I think you'll find out, as I did, the tough way. We don't have to get into the details on this, but I mean, the rules that apply to football apply to people in real life as well.
Mm-hmm.
That just because he's out of football doesn't mean he's able to drive down A1A with a big fatty.
My friend, when I told my one of my, which I'm from New York City, one of my buddies from intermediate school, I was talking to him today and telling him about this. And he's like, how come the cops haven't raided his house? He's basically in the newspaper saying
right.
He's a frequent smoker of the stuff. And again, I mean, obviously, you'd like to think there are more issues at play here in causing him to quit the game than this topic. This is just one that obviously lends itself for discussion and potential fun and ridicule.
I brought this up the other day on the show, and I'm wondering whether the only other example I could use would be Barry Sanders with the nature of the position and the grueling nature of the position itself, whether that might have something to do with it, because these guys do. I mean, obviously, all football players, it's grueling out there, and they sacrifice
right.
their bodies. But I would think that the nature of the position as a running back in the NFL and the pounding these guys right. take, both in practice and on game days, I wonder if that contributes to it all. I mean, it is a grind at that particular position in the NFL, don't you think?
Right. Well, I mean, it's funny that you take a look at all the people who have actually retired early. It's all running backs. We had Jim Brown on our show earlier this week. And,
right.
And he laughed and he just said it has nothing to do with the position, really. It's just got to do with there's a lot of people who are out there with their priorities differently aligned. And again, you know, you'd like to think Ricky Williams is part of that group with Jim Brown, who obviously had other things on his mind to do, and Robert Smith, who obviously at the time had an idea of going back to school, medical school, and Barry Sanders, who just basically flew off to London and disappeared for 5 years. But Ricky's been quite chatty too. I mean, it seems Dan Le Batard of the Miami Herald is a pipeline to him. One that, if I'm Wayne Huizenga of the Dolphins, I'd be wondering how somebody in my front office doesn't have as similar a pipeline to Ricky Williams that one of the columnists of the Miami Herald have. But I don't know if it's something to do with the position or not, but I just hope he is actually happy, because one day he might turn around and wish he had done something different.
All right, Rich, this whole thing with Ricky Williams, here's a question I've wondered. You left ESPN,
yeah,
where you could be kind of smart alecky and be funny, and we all like that about you and those guys that do it. You get a job at the NFL Channel.
Right.
Now, my question to you is, they hired you because you're a funny, bright, kind of caustic guy.
Yeah.
It just my opinion, you're not as bad as Craig Kilborn as far as just wanting to show everybody, hey, I'm caustic. You're not as rah-rah as Stuart Scott with the booyah. You're right in the middle. You're not, but you are a personality, and you are a funny guy, and you're a smarmy guy, and you're a smart-ass type guy.
Mm-hmm.
When the NFL hires you, I guess the question is, are you a mouthpiece for the NFL?
Yeah, are you asking whether he has to toe the line?
When the Ricky Williams story comes up,
right,
and you cover it, obviously, do you cover it the same way you would have? And please be honest about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you cover it the same way you would have on ESPN?
We did it on NFL Total Access yesterday, talking about he failed his drug test, and we even mentioned the quote that he had in the paper, which is marijuana is 10 times better for him than Paxil. You know, I mean...
Well,
this is what he told the Miami. We mentioned that on our air. I mean, really, we are owned and operated by the National Football League. There's no denying that. And we do have one basic tenet and one basic rule of thumb is we just don't mention gambling. We don't mention point spreads on our air. We're never going to say the Dolphins are -3.5, and a lot of people might say, well, that's sticking your head in the sand. But our approach is that there are other avenues for people, if they want that bit of news or they want that news through that filter, that they can get it from somewhere else, and then they can come here and actually get the access that they need if they're a fan.
And I've got to ask, you must be passionate about the NFL to have taken that job. When you left ESPN, whatever happened there, did you have people, friends, colleagues, guys in the industry that said, you know, hey, dude, you go into a channel that's going to be put into like 12 homes.
Yeah, of course.
It was.
I heard that. And then I hopped on a plane with my buddy Ricky and Lenny Kravitz, and we flew off dates.
So then
I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm hungry, and look where I am.
So now that you've been into it, and I know the channel's been on the air over 6 months, and you're gearing up for the season now.
Yes.
Now, your friends in the industry, maybe someone that gave you crap before or like said, do they at least say to you, you know what, it looks like, and here's what the casual fan would think, it looks like SportsCenter.
They're not saying that, but that said, they're not saying anything either.
Oh, all right. So
they're not, it's just, listen, I mean, we are just, we're going to be, oh gosh, August 4th, that'll make us 10 months old.
Yeah.
August 4th, and then the next day we're flying off to Canton for our first ever coverage of a Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and then comes 54 preseason games in 25 days on our network, in addition to inside training camp with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Man, I want to tell you, Rich, it could be a channel offering 54 pornos, and I would really have a hard time, and listen, this is how diehard I am.
Yeah.
I've set up my TiVo because I've seen a lot of the games are going to be condensed and run like during Wednesday and Thursday afternoon.
You are the typical fan they're aiming at. You want more and more and more.
So I'm thinking, do I really want to tape the first preseason game between, let's say, it's Indianapolis and Houston. That's gonna be run like on a Wednesday from 1 till 3 p.m. when I'm gonna be at work. And the answer is, I've already told TiVo to record every one of the goddamn 54, whatever games that they are. Yeah.
Well, the answer to that is you've already phoned up NFL Films to tell them to turn the sound up on Ryan Fire and Cologne Centurions. I mean, you're hooked.
How many?
My God, what's the matter with you, man?
Right.
Listen, it's great. It's
what is
terrific.
What is your research telling you? How many dopes like me will watch this and really want? I want the NFL year round.
Yeah.
I know it ain't going to happen.
You're right. Getting it.
But how many dopes like me are you getting positive feedback from?
Well, there's a lot of people who watch this dopey network and this dopey show, to use your vernacular.
And that's a
compliment. I mean, it's great. It's great because there's people who have just an insatiable appetite that the NFL thought was out there.
Dopey people,
and,
dopey
and
network.
That's why,
you know?
And that's why they created this network. Mm-hmm. And that's basically why I came to work for the network. Is I'm part of the dopey crowd, to use your phrase again.
You know, with all this word of dopey, and we were talking about Ricky Williams, there seems to be a theme here. You know, dope seems to be the theme today.
I know. He's the dwarf named Smokey.
Rich, we're on.
Thank you.
We are a nationally syndicated show that's regional.
Terrific.
Meaning that we're not on in any really big places, but some big places that have teams. Very quickly, and I know you got something you got to go tape.
Yes, Pennington's joining us in a matter of minutes, actually.
On Jets Cam.
That's right.
See,
yes.
Do I watch? I told you, am I a dope or what? And here's what Rich will say: we're going to fire up Jets Cam tonight.
That's right.
You know, we're going to go around the league. Listen, I'm sorry. I dig seeing film of Michael Vick at practice, which they had on Rich's show last night.
Well, ask him about your teams because he's got to run.
Here we go. These are the cities we broadcast to that have teams. Tell us if they're going to be good or bad this year. We don't need the in-depth analysis.
Okay.
Tampa, WBZZ, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Good or bad this year? Good?
Yes.
Good. Dallas, Live 105, Cowboys. Good or bad?
Yeah, very good.
Houston, KIKK, Texans. Good
better.
Or bad? Better. Pittsburgh, WURP, Steelers.
I have no clue. I have no clue. That's a team that can contend or really bottom out. I really, you know, who knows?
All right, KYCY, San Francisco, 49ers.
They should tune in NFL Network to watch Joe Montana video.
WNFL Green Bay, obviously Packers.
WNFL, it's called.
That's the name of the station.
God bless them. Very, very, very good, as usual.
Very good as usual. WJFK, our home station, Washington, the Redskins.
I think they have a chance to battle for that division. I really do. I know there's a lot of people that think, well, you know, they every year they try and they go out and they spend a lot of money, but I think for the first time in a long time they spent it wisely and they made the right moves. They got the right people in, and obviously Joe Gibbs is a major difference maker. I can't wait to watch that NFC East. Any NFC East game this year is must-see television.
Two more cities, 92.9 WBUF, Buffalo. What about the Bills?
Wow. I think their chances of succeeding in the East got a lot better with Ricky Williams. I know there are three teams in particular that were very happy with Ricky Williams' departure.
And finally, Live 105, Baltimore, home of the Ravens.
Well, we have Brian Billick on our show tonight. And Ray Lewis arrived in camp today. I think they're going to be very good again.
All right, so that's what you think. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? That's the last question.
I have no clue, and anybody who sits here and says that they can figure that out is full of it. I mean, because last year, I was at week one in Philadelphia last year after the Buccaneers crushed and shut out the Eagles, and everybody's like, how in the world can they be stopped coming off of that Super Bowl win and shutting out the Eagles in their new building, and you saw what happened to them, and you saw what happened to the Carolina Panthers thereafter. I mean, anybody who is going to give you a Super Bowl prediction is full of it. But if I had to give one to you, I'd say the Patriots. I mean, because they're loaded there again.
Gotcha.
And if they stay healthy, I don't know how they're stopped.
All right, go get on Jets Cam. Have a good show tonight. Remember,
I'm
the schmuck that's always watching, Rich.
I knew there was one out there.
And we'd love to have you on during the season.
You got it.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Bye, guys.
There's Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
Very good. You know, you've come full circle this week with Lisa Joyner and now with Rich Eisen. I mean, I think your love triangle is complete.
Well, it's obvious to me, though, the real...
Watching the NFL channel, like, in bed with Lisa Joyner would be your ultimate fantasy.
Yeah, but see, even Lisa Joyner in bed would be fantastic. But what makes it right is not so much the programming, but the magic box.
Yes.
All good things
yes.
come from the beautiful Sony box.
Yes, the television.
Live it.
I love that he said anyone who makes a preseason Super Bowl prediction is constantly full of it.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance.
I thought of him.
Yeah.
Let's clear these lines out now. Oh, what? He had groupies? Hold on, before phone scan.
Wow.
Heather from
yes.
Buffalo, hold on. You are a Rich Eisen... Turn that off for a second. You're a Rich Eisen groupie?
Yeah, well, not a groupie, but I like how you hang up on him and then you put me on the phone to tell him that he's hot. He's not there anymore.
I didn't even see on the screen that he had callers.
Yeah, I think... I don't know anything about football or any sports. All I know is Rich Eisen's hot.
Rich Eisen's
wow.
hot. Okay.
Okay.
You sound like a misguided young lady.
Okay. And tell me... Because I always am curious about our handicapped listeners. Were you born blind? Did you have an accident?
He's really good on those I Love the 90s shows. That's the only way that I know him. I don't
know. Hold on. You don't even know him? You just know him from being on
VH1? Yeah, from those crappy VH1 shows.
There you go. See, he's been all over. He's a journeyman.
Yeah. All right. See ya. But, bye, Heather.
Bye.
There she is. Heather Honey. That's a song by Tommy Rowe, Heather Honey.
She's got the hots. Heather Honey has the hots for Isaac.
Hello.
Phone scan right now. Let's take some live on-screen telephone calls, 877-365-3636. Anybody can call this a crummy show.
You'll see.
So call right now. That Larry King tape will play in its entirety next week. Thank you to Rich Eisen. Phone scan lies straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God.
Anything is truly possible. A new gaming opportunity. Place your bets now. It's time to play and live.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's up, my yellow brothers? Kings in the house!
They only hit you because they love you. Don and Mike.
Right, right.
Pay that bitch now!
Wow.
Quick!
Making the end!
Yeah, bonsai!
I would climb any mountain.
We were really hot for that show for about a week, weren't we?
Yeah, it was about 1 week, and we loved every minute of it. We still love all that stuff.
Banzai!
Banzai!
Praise Beth now!
Praise your Beth now!
Quick!
Betting to end! Praise Beth now!
Oh, man.
Okay, phone scan.
Hello.
All right, Julia, here we go. Random, unsolicited, well, I guess we did solicit for it.
Yes.
I guess it. Unscreened.
Random.
Random and unsolicited. I didn't ask for this.
Oh, it's so random.
It's just a part of the show. Call in now. We'll answer these phones that just happen to be ringing with a rotating random phone scan. Hello, and what the hell? They're solicited. We asked for your call.
We right. did.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Yes, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Yes.
So long, guys.
Hi there.
Hey.
I have to delete that out, and you should know that I have your phone number.
That's fine? Put it on the air. I don't care.
Put it on the air? You don't care?
Do
you give us permission to put your phone number on the air?
I sure do.
Well, there you go.
Area code 410-474-3249.
And we'll give you the last word, sir.
That's fine.
Yeah, well.
What a shame.
Who knew that would happen?
Hey, now I'm laughing.
Yeah, I like that.
Because we got to, listen, there's no doubt we've changed our show. We don't say dirty stuff like we used to.
Absolutely.
The guy just wants to call first thing and says, hey, He had something he wanted us to do.
Yes, he did. Foul.
Had to delete it out.
He'll have a nice weekend, yes.
Sure, go ahead, give out my number.
Yeah, date night.
We'd be glad to. Let me just say, the guy's really into sex.
Yeah.
He's really into sex with guys based on what he asked
us. Yeah, from what he said, I would assume so.
Hello. Weekend rate supply.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Right, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, what happened to that cool Canadian song you guys used to play for the Canadian cars to call in?
Take off!
We got
sick of it. Frank.
Yeah, my friend, well, he's Canadian, and I used to make fun of him, and I just told him that Don and Mike hate Canadians, so that's all I have to say.
No.
We don't hate Canadians.
No, just Rob.
Rob hates Canadians.
Rob hates everybody.
We don't hate Canadians, except sometimes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello,
Don and Mike.
Don.
Yes,
hi.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
You are on the air.
I'm at a loss for words. I'm completely at a loss for words. Thank you for having me.
Right, okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Call the radio show when asking for phone calls. See, it's like I said.
I'm at a loss for words. I got to go.
why do we solicit for these calls?
I don't know.
I was right earlier. We said unsolicited calls.
They're unscreened.
We don't want these calls, but we're taking them. Hello.
Don and Mike, the funniest thing is that I used to do theater sports in high school with Rob Stelak.
Oh, here we go.
Theater sports?
I used to do improv with Rob Stelak back when he was in high school.
Let's take a trip in the time machine.
What team were you on?
Oakton.
Yeah, you sucked.
Hold on.
That's so funny.
Hold on. This is like, God, I'm trying to think of the, this is like Andy Dick telling one of the guys in Queer Eye from the Straight Guy.
That's true.
To get bent. You know what I mean?
This is like Andy Dick.
And we started drinking, so.
Hold on. Quiet. Can't be stopped.
It's like Andy Dick having a fight with Chris Kattan.
Don't you hate theater, baby?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just moved to San Francisco just yesterday. I've been listening to you since the WAVA days when I was in elementary school. Could I get your dial numbers out here on your obscure affiliate?
The dial numbers.
The dial number.
Left 32.
It's channel 1550.
Radio Jocks.
550. Radio Jocks.
Get the dial numbers and dial them in right now.
See you later.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Hey, good news, our ratings in San Francisco have just doubled.
Fantastic.
We have two people. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Phone scan, hi.
Hello, Don, can you hear me?
Obviously I can, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Hey, listen, I want to have a shout-out to my little buddies. Shout-out from Stockton, California!
And that's why he called.
Okay.
Is that it?
Okay, Nimrod.
Apparently.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
This is really,
folks,
starting tedious.
Folks, hold on a second, please. Let's all just stop for a second.
Time for a refresher.
We've had a great week of shows.
We had
a great show today. We're going to
have a finer week of shows.
We're going to end up the show today with Buzz's news and comments, which will be great. But unfortunately, listen, here's my dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last segment before the news, which has already been pre-selected by Buzz, and all we do is we react to it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what listen, I know it's all about me, but I'm sorry.
This is the wild card.
Yes.
Right.
It's an open segment, and it's, frankly, how my self-worth will be judged over the weekend.
Oh, dear.
Now, I hang on the last segment that we do, so do me a favor. I mean, if you care at all about my mental health, and you know that I'm hanging on by a string right now, but
I'm just going to offer people, maybe I don't know, these are unscreened phone calls. Yeah. Some of them are put on hold, some of them aren't. When you hear Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Don't question.
Don't say Don and Mike. What is the point of that?
Just dive in. Just say hi.
Say hi, guys, or just dive in, but don't quit. You are on with us. You know you dialed the phone number, and I think it will work out better if you just dive right into whatever you want to talk.
And remember, it'll make for a better show on Monday, because, listen, let's face it. If I leave here today in a good mood,
you don't want that.
No matter what happens
over the weekend, you're getting a little window into the pressure that we're all
no matter what happens over the weekend. If I leave in a good mood, we'll come back. We'll have a good mood on Monday's show.
Yeah, we might.
But if there's always a chance.
Yes, I
forgot you're going to Atlantic City.
Yeah, my mood on Monday is not controlled by the show today.
However, I do want to say my mood is controlled by the show. So please, let's try it again.
Yes,
Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. See, you know.
Yeah, bingo. Perfect. Well done.
perfect.
What can we do for you, lovely person?
I just wanted to tell you guys, no matter what your callers do, you guys always rock.
Thank you. We do.
Thank you. Very nice.
We do.
And can Buzz talk sexy to me for just a second?
Absolutely. Let Buzz talk. Don, don't be affected by this.
Didn't we have our fill of this yesterday?
Just a little sexy talk.
Just brief.
Just a little sexy talk from Errol Flynn.
What's your name, baby?
Leslie.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, Buzz, it's my pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, Buzz, it's a pleasure. Oh, Buzz, it's a pleasure.
You have
there
a good weekend.
Buzz, you're all totally my Buzz.
You
keep
in touch, Leslie.
Buzz, now I need a mop, Buzz. Oh, I spoke to Buzz. Can I speak to Buzz? That's so nice.
Now she's listening to another radio. Okay, we can let her go.
Okay, you happy now? Hey, hello, lady, you happy now?
She's busy. She's gone. She's busy.
I just love you.
I love you, Leslie. Thank you.
You directed that at Buzz, right? Or just hang up, bitch.
She's busy right now.
That's what she did. She just hung up.
Very busy.
She just hung up the phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
She has to attend.
Hey, it's a lady.
What?
I said, hey, it's a lady, and this evening is a wonderful time to go home and play a nice round of debit.
Dev butt.
Okay. All right, okay, now we're getting back on track. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, thank you. You know what? Now, I screamed and lectured. There's three callers in a row that have not wondered where they are.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. It's like, can you imagine if you walked into McDonald's with the big yellow arches and you walked up and you're standing behind the counter and you go, is this McDonald's?
Right. Okay. You've driven in, you've opened the door, you've walked up to the counter.
You know.
There's no need to ask the question. And you're fine, sir. How are you?
Hi there.
Hello. Hey, I had a question for Buzz.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday when you were doing your news, and I know that lately you guys have been doing like a little bit more of a political show. When you were talking about Osama bin Laden's like half brother or whatever, saying the Michael Moore movie was lying about him, and then you made a reference that you basically said that only the bin Ladens were allowed to fly, that's not true. The 9/11 Commission said that they didn't fly out until the 20th of September.
Hey, sir, sir, whatever you're gonna say, can I just tell you? I think I speak for everybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No, really.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
No, I'm not arguing with you guys. I think
yes,
that you guys are awesome.
Yes, you are. You're doing your little thing.
I don't even know what you're arguing about some point that Buzz made during the news. And
yes,
it's like,
that's the whole thing that they're bitching about with the Michael Moore movie.
With the spin. Listen, let's decide this in November. We like our guy. You like your guy. Here's the thing. There are 8,000 shows out there for your guy.
I don't like Bush, though. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second. You're an agenda caller. You know, and if you're nickel and diming the bin Laden thing, of course that's your guy. Don't lie to us. You'll find the other shows where you can do your little parroting
thing. I was just referencing what the movie said.
Your little mouthpiece for the right, for God's sake. Didn't you get enough with a show that was on before ours on WJFK today?
I have issue with Michael Moore, not with...
And Michael Moore, if you want to talk about issue, Michael Moore's got some issue. I mean, I don't want to go scat on you here.
That's the guy I don't like.
Hey, listen, have you not figured out yet that the tone of this show is decidedly, even though we're trying not to keep it political, but asses like you like bringing it up, here's how we like talking about politics. We like saying what we think and saying our opinion, because our opinion, at least as far as the media goes, is in the minority. So if you feel that whatever small nitpicky thing about Michael Moore it is that you didn't like on the news yesterday, My advice to you is go turn on Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, G. Gordon Liddy, Bill O'Reilly, any one of the 8 million shows.
That's why I like your show.
That kisses ass.
That's why I like your show, because you guys do show the other side. On the radio, you can't find anything.
So this is the wrong place, though, if you're going to pick up out the Michael Moore movie.
No, I'm not, though. But all I'm saying...
You know what irritates me? When you scream, shut up!
Can't I just be sexy?
I want to tell you, what you do is you
say, that,
no, I'm not picking it apart. Yes, you are picking it apart.
Okay, I'm picking a little bit of it apart.
Right.
But, it was just like, remember the guy that you had on with Penn Jillette, and he did Michael Moore Hates America?
Right.
Yes.
We remember.
He was a libertarian. And but he wasn't right wing or left wing. He just wanted to know what the
please,
truth was.
Please just die.
You.
Hey. Please die now. Please just die.
You're dealing with guys that know that Michael Moore had a political agenda with that movie. He makes no secret of that. He knows he did. That's fine too. I mean, it's propaganda. I don't doubt that it's propaganda. Of course it is.
Joe Ardinger said it best when he said the weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Yeah, just chill out. Relax.
That's true. All right, you guys are right.
Please, Jesus.
Hey, hello.
Kill this man.
Yes.
Take this man's life now. I think I explained. I think I explained to our audience my weekend hinges on the quality of this segment. And right now, I'm going to be pulling a Robert Young this weekend. That means it's a trip to the garage with the hose.
No, you don't need to do it, Don.
With the hose,
it's going to be fine.
But Jesus, I promise our listeners, I'll save my life if you take this guy's life.
Yes. Jordan Hess is awesome. Hey, can I just say one thing, man?
No, you already have.
My mom's a whore.
Here I am. Praying for your death because you're calling us so goddamn serious.
Where does your mom live?
My mom's a whore.
Where does she live? Where does your mom live?
She lives in Whoreville, USA.
And who does she have sex with? And this answer...
Anybody. Anybody.
The answer is...
No,
dear. You can't say where they have sex. You can't say where they have sex. That's a beautiful thought.
Well, that is a lovely thought. He was talking about his own mom. There's a clue. It wasn't in the park.
Oh, wow. Where he said his mom would have sex with Satan in a very strange place.
Not in the park.
In a place. Hello. Don and Mike's show.
Good afternoon, radio guys.
Someone's going to have to call in a drive-thru and cancel that order for death, though. Mm-hmm. I want to pass on that.
Yeah, because he did come around at the end. I mean,
it's kind of funny.
Save that on account. He went over the top.
It's too late to cancel it, but they're not going to charge you.
Hello. Don and Mike's show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys saw at the very tail end of Trading Spouses on Tuesday, the rich mother's comments on how the black mother spent their money.
The Biggins? No, I did not hear. What did she say?
Well, the Biggins mother basically gave all the money to the grandmother. She said, buy a new car, treat yourself out to a day. And you could tell when she was reading the letter that she was visibly disappointed by it.
Yeah.
So they do an exit interview with her. And she's basically saying on the on camera that the best thing about her choice is that the grandmother's in a lower tax bracket, so it's okay.
Yeah, you know, I think I mentioned this yesterday. Everybody that was calling us after we had that mom on from the Trading Spouses was saying what a robo bitch she was.
Yeah.
And that was everybody who had seen the episode.
Right.
On Monday's show, you're going to meet the new mommy before she's on.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They've got a new mommy now who's going to be on Monday's episode, Mrs. Samantha Pelak.
Pelak woman will be here.
Meet the mommy.
We will pick her apart before she goes on the show, Trading Spaces Monday on Fox. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike checking in from Tampa.
Hi there. Thank you for calling. Thank you for knowing that you were on the air. You may be saving a life.
Just want to let you guys know, totally love you guys are back and wake every day hoping you'll still be here the next day as long as these morons at our station don't mess up again.
I think we're all right down there this time.
I need to check on one thing, though. When you called the other day as you called Trump as Dan Snyder trying to get through to him,
yes.
Has that taken the place of Aaron Spelling?
Oh, no, it's only because, see, you're in Tampa, so you haven't heard the show for a while.
Right.
The last time we tried to call Donald Trump, when we actually got through to him, I did mention the name Aaron Spelling, which got us right through the door, and that's when both Mike and I picked up the phone off the air, because we can't air these calls anymore, but that's when Donald Trump said to us...
Well, no, I did it as Regis Philbin.
Oh, no, I take it back. Yeah, yeah. No, but Mike, I'm getting mixed up.
Yeah, I mean, we called as Regis Philbin.
No, right, it was Regis for that one. Aaron Spelling got us through to somebody else.
Aaron Spelling still opens a lot of doors, but Regis Philbin...
No, the Regis is the one.
And that's,
you're right.
And that's when Donald Trump said, you always deceive your listeners.
Right. No,
yeah.
You're right, it was Regis.
And it was unfortunately off the air, and he wouldn't come on with us.
But still, it was great.
No. But I don't think you'll be using Dan Snyder on a regular basis to open doors yet.
Don't think so.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, I forgot. That was great with the Regis, because you've totally fooled the secretary.
Yeah, and then got through, and Donald picked up the phone, and he was not pleased.
No, he was.
How are you, Donald?
Hello.
This isn't Regis.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, radio guys.
Hi, phone scan here. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Robin, Salt Lake City. Have a question for Mike O'Mara.
Yes, sir.
I'm driving by a Little League baseball game, and I noticed that the coaches are also dressed in the uniforms, just like Major League Baseball coaches. Why? Why are they wearing the uniform?
Because they failed in their previous incarnation as an athlete. They never succeeded in college or high school in their athletic endeavors, and that's why they want to wear the uniform. I'm used to coaches that don't wear uniforms. You know what I mean? I'm used to the coaches just wearing...
And that's very controversial with you and your kids when Mike comes out and says...
What I request.
I'm going to be coaching today, and I'm going to be coaching in the nude.
I don't know why, but the coaches for our little league, for my girls when they're in little league, they don't wear the full uniform, so they do wear, like, polo shirts from the league. That's what that's what they wear.
And besides, even taking it to a big league level, it is queer... to think of a guy, a big fat guy like when Don Zimmer was with the...
Right, exactly, Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah, right. Why are they putting on the same uniforms? As the, it would be like Andy Reid
right.
of the Eagles putting on a uniform and standing on the sidelines. And coaching.
I don't think they need to.
Baseball managers...
In the old days, way, way back when, they dressed like football coaches. You
know? Right.
They wear the suit and tie.
Mm-hmm. Or... They should do what the stupid football coaches do now. They wear the whatever the starter gear
is.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea.
Like the jogging suit, like the Junior Soprano wears.
Absolutely, but you know what? It's been going on in regular baseball for. But as far as like on the little league level,
yeah, that's psycho.
That is real psycho.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi
there. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I just got back from 2 months at sea, and I'm really excited to hear you guys again, and
welcome
I've been in
home.
Virginia since January from being out in San Diego, and so good to hear you guys, and no matter how you had to reduce your the language on your show, I still think you guys are great.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and, we're kicking ass. We're doing great.
And let me just say that Italy smells...
He said it a second time.
Yeah.
So I had to dump him out a second time. The guy said that Italy smells like something, which we don't disagree with necessarily, and I had to hit the dump button, and then he said, oh, you mean you can't say...
Yeah. In a more positive sense, he's just saying Italy's number one.
Right. He said Italy smells like New Orleans.
That's what he said?
Yeah, right.
He said Italy.
He
said Italy smells like Barbara Zerfass's desk. WAVA.
Right.
Okay.
That's it.
The one by the hot water heater.
Yeah, she's number one.
Okay,
you're number one.
Now we gotta wait. We gotta wait for the phones to reset.
Right in the middle of the phones.
We've had to hit the delay a whole lot. The good news though is for those of you that are tracking my psyche, I am. Even though this is a miserable segment,
right?
I'm having a jolly good time.
Yeah, excellent.
I don't think it will ruin my weekend.
It turned around, Don. You did turn around the callers with your little lecture there.
I'm not. Beautiful ladies in Chicago.
He smells the same way.
No, and he smells. I'd say he smells like the other number.
The other number, yeah, absolutely.
The other number. Mm-hmm. Good news. Phones are back up.
Very good.
Here we go. Let's see if we can keep this going. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
This is a local store for local people. There's nothing for you in here.
All right, I'm trying to think.
I have no idea what that's from.
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, let me tell you something. I remember what I wanted to say.
Okay.
If Italy's number one, Baltimore's number two.
Okay, now. That is?
Winner!
That's a winner.
Yeah, somebody gets it.
That's a prize winner right there.
Yeah.
What's your name?
James from Baltimore.
You're not even the last caller, James, but you're going to get a prize. Tickets for Kid Rock at Merriweather on Thursday, September 9.
Get out.
No, you get out. Hold on, please.
All right.
That's a good call, and we're not even done yet. That's a good, funny call. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I was wondering if Mike was going to make a trip to the poker room this weekend.
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
You got to do it.
If I get really sloppy, I might have the guts. I just think you go in there with all the poker that's on TV, even with that, you go in there, it's just full of sharks. Guys that are professional guys that they're going to take me down, baby.
But you're the golden boy.
I might walk in and go, all right, you feel that way? Well, I can go on busting you up all night.
Hello, it's on at Mike's show.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing today?
We're doing great.
Or maybe I'll go in with that John Malkovich Russian accent, you know.
Let me play that man his money. Check, 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 all night long, he check,
check, check.
I could do that, you know, if I had a few cocktails. Go in there, you know, with a real thick Russian accent. Leave those sheeps. Put sheeps over here. You know, I didn't even tell you this last time I was in Atlantic
City. Pay that man his money.
Well, the entire time I'm playing at this blackjack table, and the two people next to me speak in Russian a mile a minute.
Wow.
And it was
not straight.
It was scary.
We got it. This is Mike.
This is me. This weekend in Atlantic City.
That's it. What the f*** are you talking about? That's it. Take it
No more.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
This son of a bitch all night.
He check.
He trapped me.
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Нет.
He beats me.
Straight up.
Pay that man his money.
And that's why Matt Damon is so much better than Ben Affleck.
Right.
Check out Rounders. Check out The Bourne Identity, The Bourne Supremacy.
Yeah.
Also check out a little number he did called The Rainmaker, based on a John Grisham novel.
I haven't seen that one.
He's outstanding in that. He's awful in the Robert Redford one.
He's a man's man.
He is.
What about the Siamese Twins movie?
Stuck on You?
Yeah.
He's funny as hell in that. He's good with Greg Kinnear in that, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Stuck on You is a great movie. Great.
Yes,
greetings, gentlemen, from Northern California.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, I don't know, Mike, if you have the baseball package on the TiVo thing.
I do.
But it kind of struck me odd the other day. I was watching the Cincinnati feed, and when they did a little commercial for Tom Arnold's show, they referred to it as the best sports show. They kind of left the word out.
So it's not
the really? Wow, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I thought that maybe you'd change the name there for a moment, but then I caught a later feed from the Bay Area, and they rolled out the full name.
We don't want that word damn in there.
Huh. Hello, Tom and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Radio Gods. Welcome back to Tampa.
Right on. Thank you for calling from Tampa.
Yeah, the last time you were on here, you used to play a tape recorded here in Tampa of a guy named Larry Williams. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the D-Man, right.
Laquita Inn.
Yeah. I don't think I don't remember. I walk by the tape every day. Sadly, it no longer makes its way into the studio.
Yes, oh, man, I want to hear that so bad.
You do? Well, build a time machine.
Time machine.
Live in the now, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I'm a football nerd, too, and I was curious if you had a preseason pick for the NFC for the Super Bowl.
You ready to go on that limb yet?
NFC for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Now I could give you a funny answer, or I could give you the real answer.
Oh, I know you're into giving them the real answer. You have that look on your face that you're thinking serious football. So, hey, Don. Give him the serious answer.
No, Mike, don't wink at me like that, because I can't give him the funny answer.
I hear both.
The serious answer?
Serious answer.
Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta
really? Falcons. Yeah, you bet your ass. And that's all I have to say. And if not them, the Rhine Fire. Yeah, see, only you get that because only you know who that is. The Scottish Claymores. Any of the fabulous teams of NFLE.
Whoopee!
NFL Europe. No, watch, you know, here I am. I'm really stepping out there. I think this chap, Mike Vick, I think he's got some talent.
We'll see what happens.
I think he might break that stereotype about coloreds playing quarterback. That's how good I think this Mike Vick character
is. Write it down. He meant it. It's Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you think he'll do after the injury he had last year?
Listen, that's my whole point.
He's
Hold
well.
On. You've turned it into a sports show. You asked a simple question.
I'm sorry.
Gave you the simple answer. He's the man. Listen, you're the last caller on this phone scan. What is your name?
My name's Mike.
And Mike, where are you from?
I'm calling from Chesapeake, Virginia.
All right, Mike. Wow, we are really filling up this pavilion for Kid Rock. Enjoy your tickets for Kid Rock.
All right.
Merriweather Park. Thursday, September 9th. Thank you for the fake enthusiasm, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thanks a whole bunch. I appreciate it.
Tickets courtesy of Ticketmaster and MerriweatherMusic.com. Thank you for listening, and thank you for not ruining the phone scan, and most importantly, thank you for knowing that you were on the air.
Yay!
Thank you. You got it. Hold on.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
See, the thing is, if Gibbs wasn't the coach of the Redskins, I would have said, The Redskins would be the choice for the Super Bowl because they stink and I hate Snyder so bad.
Right.
But the problem is...
They got a shot now.
Yeah, I like Gibbs, mm-hmm. even though I hate Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Little germ.
It's just a constant battle.
Little germ of a man. Buzz?
Yes.
Gosh, I wonder how my weekend's going to be now.
It's going to be fine.
Do you think I should watch the Mike Tyson fight tonight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so?
Yeah. I'll tell you why.
First of all, nothing better on, probably.
That's true.
And always the potential for,
you
were there and you saw it.
Yeah.
If I'm cruising and I'm like 10 minutes outside of Atlantic City and I see my phone ring, I'll know something bad happened.
Okay. It'll be great.
Yes.
What is your lead story tonight? You know, I just got to say something. Unrelated, last Friday night, I called Mike when I was at this party and I was not able to get through to him.
Right.
And when I talked to Mike later... We returned the call. He said, "Well, I knew when you called it was either something really great or something really awful. It's one or the other."
Why you call? During the week, you know, every day, usually, hey, a variety of things, right? Mm-hmm. It could be, but on the weekend, usually something spectacular or something disastrous.
Oh. And as it turns out, a little of both. Buzz, your lead story today, please.
Today, what's up with this kid's parents? In the past 24 hours, a boy got hurt at Michael Jackson's place.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really. I don't want to know where did the boy get... I guess you'll tell us.
Well, it wasn't in the park.
Oh, okay. All right.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
You're number one, Buzz. Sometimes on your bad days, you're number two.
Yeah.
Mike, that was very...
professional!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Promoting voluntary sterilization.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't care if I sound like an old fart. This is a good Friday night song. Sound really stupid Monday in Austin. When you're hearing this Monday morning at 11 o'clock, me talking about this being a good old fart Friday night song.
Yeah, we're talking to you from the past.
Time for Buzz's News and Comments brought to you by Verimax. Brought to you by rotate every other day with Verimax. Brought to you by Smoke Break. Or listen, have some real fun. And take the Verimax
and the Smoke Break
at the same time.
There you go.
Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight.
This is good smoke.
Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it at fine retailers. Please be my baby. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Well, thank God there are no more parents crazy or stupid enough to let their 15-year-old boy spend the day at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch. Or are there? A 15-year-old boy got hurt in an all-terrain vehicle accident at the ranch yesterday afternoon.
Let's go riding.
It happened not far from the house, but no word on whether Jacko was there. He was last seen publicly on Tuesday in Houston buying teddy bears. A security guard called paramedics who airlifted the boy to a hospital.
You know, just to break in, Buzz, I did want to mention this. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that. What an idiot Michael Jackson is. With all the stuff going on,
mm-hmm.
he's at a mall in Houston.
Tuesday, right.
And he just decided to stop by the mall.
Mm-hmm.
What did he buy?
What?
Toys and teddy bears.
Sure. More bait.
You know, really. Toys and teddy bears.
There's a guy.
Like,
you know, it's almost Elvis-like in that he is out of control probably and surrounded by people that just let him do whatever
still,
he wants.
Wouldn't at least his new attorney, the guy who looks like Captain Kangaroo, the guy who's only had the job for 4 months.
Right.
Don't you think he'd sit him down and say, listen, dude,
you
want to go to a mall in Houston, go to the Galleria, whatever, have a great time.
Yeah. Right.
Just don't buy, like, stuff that...
Buy a watch. Buy a watch.
And not a Mickey Mouse watch.
Right.
Yeah. Buy a pair of hard shoes.
Sure.
You know, buy some...
Buy a cigar.
He also bought a soft pretzel.
Make up your own joke. Yes, I agree.
And then later, he wanted a hard pretzel.
Ha-ha!
Have to go out to buy... Don't call him Jacko.
No.
This you should not do.
Jacko.
You should not say he's an animal.
Jacko.
Should not say he's Jacko.
Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko.
Okay.
I'd like to buy...
Who are these people?
I'd like to buy a teddy bear, and don't call me Jacko.
Jacko.
Well, the boy injured yesterday is reported to be in good condition. The boy was heard at the ranch just days after a prosecutor said the place was literally designed to entice and attack children. So it's good the parents caught the news.
To entice and attack.
Hi, Jacko.
Don't call me Jankle.
Jankle.
Well, I told you I'd keep track of the oil company profits as we all pay more for gasoline. The ExxonMobil quarterly report is out. Profits are up nearly 40% to nearly $6 billion in just 3 months. Revenue's up 24%. Quoting a stock analyst, doesn't get any better than this.
Jesus, age man. Shut up! Doesn't get any better than this.
It never gets better for Jed Clampett. All of that profit going to the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
Hey, Mil.
Mil,
what's happening?
I was telling Miss Hathaway just the other day, I said, isn't this spectacular with the oil profits? Jed, you're not going to believe how wealthy you're going to get with this incredible windfall.
Hello. I'm Scott Shannon.
Yes, you are. Hello, Michael Scott Shannon.
And I want to say, have a great weekend.
Yes.
Don't listen to Be My Baby by the Ronettes. That's not a weekend song.
No, not at all.
I'm Scott Shannon. Weekend!
You know, Miss Hathaway, I would like to sing, too.
You too?
Yeah. And I want you to join me.
Kick off your weekend.
I'm going to sing a song of love.
Now. Love? Oh, you mean platonic love, not real love.
Kick off your weekend.
It's real love.
In style.
Happy out.
Oh, splendid.
I'm in love. Yes, I'm in love with money.
Money. I'm in love with money, Miss Hathaway. Well, as you know, a lot of companies are...
Hello.
Critters. Yes, Granny.
We gotta stop.
Critters.
Now we're gonna ruin Buzz's weekend. I saw Buzz just make the face like, oh, it's Friday, be in this way.
Come on now.
So, come on.
No more.
Everybody loves Granny and Mr. Dreyer.
Go ahead,
Buzz. Well, as you know, a lot of companies are outsourcing things like customer assistance over the phone to places like India. We talked about this on the show before.
I just had to squeeze one
of
more.
Of course.
What are you cooking for Vittles, Granny?
What's for supper? What do you got?
What do you got, Granny?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
Please do. Granny. So we've talked about companies outsourcing jobs to India, especially telephone support, customer assistance, things like that.
Well, right.
Adults in India even take classes now to learn how to sound more American. Their English is perfect, which is usually what gives them away. Now, Delta Airlines is one American company using Indians to answer the phones. Delta still has over-the-phone ticket agents here in the U.S., just not as many as it used to.
Oh, no, hey, no, want to fly on big silver eagle.
From India.
India, no, yeah, like Gandhi, India.
Yes. Gotcha.
There you go. Let's take some curry and cumin.
Like
the
that.
The Rocket Safeway.
So now, Delta Airlines is floating the idea of charging a fee if you'd prefer to speak to a U.S. ticket agent over a foreigner.
Oh, my God.
Where do I pay?
Delta's quietly been putting the question to its frequent flyers. No word yet on the results of that survey.
Where do I pay?
Yeah, right.
And now for Mark.
You think I'm kidding. What's the surcharge? $5 to speak to an American?
It hasn't been determined yet, but...
Yeah, give it to me.
That's right, only if it benefits America.
Right, well, it would pay the salaries of the U.S. ticket agents.
Tell you what, it would benefit one American, me, meaning I wouldn't have to say over and over again, yes, the flight is to Chicago. Is that Chicago, Minneapolis? No, Chicago, Illinois. O'Hare, world's busiest airport. Right. $5, I'd take it.
I'd pay that. And now from our ew department, in Ohio, a young man is lucky to be alive after being bitten by a six-eyed spider. 20-something Jay Arn of Columbus was working on a construction site near the zoo when he was bitten by a brown recluse spider.
But how come he didn't get, like, spidey powers?
It doesn't work that way in real life.
Because it wasn't radioactive.
Oh, that's right.
I should have known that. But because you knew that, Mike,
yes.
That means you're a member of the basement of the science building.
Oh, I've always wanted to join.
Now, I have seen photos of what happened in the days and weeks that followed the spider bite. The spider's venom can be fatal. Doctors saved Jay from that. But that didn't keep the venom from killing a large chunk of his thigh, eating away at the flesh, which has now been replaced with a skin graft, and he was unconscious for days after the bite. The bite didn't hurt that much at first. His mom says at first he thought it was just a mosquito. Wow. Enjoy your weekend outdoors.
Yee. Listen, hold on. Get the facts right. You know,
what'd I do?
It wasn't his mom.
No?
It was his Aunt May.
Aunt May, yes.
Aunt May.
Aunt May.
Auntie. Oh, no.
It was Aunt May. And, if you'll give me just 1 second. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah. It's for that cure.
Spider-Man
does whatever
a spider can. Right. Bends the web, any size. Can't you see? Just like Clyde's lookout. Here comes the Spider-Man.
Get through, Sparkle Man. Strength he knows not of. All the hits.
If Ben Ari shakes your hand, you better wear an iron glove.
Okay.
Love that, man. 18-year-old Nick Sigmund of Alameda County, California, is headed for UC Santa Barbara this fall, where hopefully he'll learn some things. Nick has a pet bunny he says he can no longer care for now that he's headed to college. So with the help of fellow lifeguard Paul Collins, Nick strapped a quarter stick dynamite to the bunny, lit the fuse, and hurled the bunny into a lake.
This is not a funny story.
No, no.
This is not a funny story.
No, the lake water is... I'm pleased
to
report.
Hey, this is not a funny story.
You
need
not stop laughing.
Not a funny story.
The lake water put out the fuse, thank God, so the cute little bunny did not explode as planned, but it nearly drowned, and in a brief spurt of conscience, Nick, the lifeguard, saved the bunny. But pictures of this whole incident made it onto the internet, and now Nick and Paul are facing criminal charges for animal cruelty, not to mention public scorn. Quoting Nick, "People are judging us without even knowing us at all." The bunny's name is Lucky.
No, and that's the true part
Lucky
of the story.
I'm so glad the bunny made it through.
Yeah, aren't we
so
all?
They strapped dynamite to the rabbit.
An M1000, which is basically a quarter stick of dynamite.
Tossed him into the lake.
Yep.
Then extinguished the fuse.
Mm-hmm.
Then the lifeguard says, "I'm a lifeguard," swims out, saves him.
It was
now
his pet bunny.
Wondering why people are giving him crap.
Yeah.
Well, you see, if he hadn't done that, he probably would have starved because he couldn't take care of it. So what he was doing was saving the life. It's fine. He was giving it a very nice death.
Rob Spiewak, Hateful Hump.
The bunny was not Canadian.
I know.
Okay.
But it was a rabbit, and that's vermin.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know.
Rob, you believe that all bunnies should be destroyed.
I'm working on it. Slowly.
Good
you know
luck.
What? Check with me on Monday.
We'll have protesters here on Monday.
I have a big weekend plan.
I bet.
Who is that? Barbie Benton?
Benton?
Oh, yes.
Playboy? Is that a bunny you'd like destroyed?
No.
May I simply say...
Hey, what's happening, Hal?
I really don't want to see any bunnies destroyed.
Right.
If they are going to be hunted down and people are going to be searching for
where
them...
Where should they be?
We can always find a place for them at the mansion down in the grotto.
The grotto.
Well, maybe you don't want the world to know you need the diarrhea pills, so you stuff them in your pocket at the
what,
store.
What, is this whole newscast going to be about me?
Yeah, if you don't mind...
hold on. This is not about me. The story's not about me.
George Michael.
There it is. So you're at the store, you get the diarrhea pills, and you don't want everybody to see, so instead of putting it in the cart or carrying it in your hand, you tuck it into your pocket, and you have every intention of paying for them at the register where you discreetly pull them out for the
cashier. That's all that counts, for God's sakes.
Elderly George Lott of Venice, Florida, met his wife at the register where she paid for everything they bought at the cash and carry, except for the pills.
What was the question?
George had forgotten he'd left in his pocket. George was then handcuffed and taken to jail, even though he's 89 and has suffered two strokes.
I can't hear you.
He also has no criminal record of stealing diarrhea pills.
I beg your pardon?
After getting a note from George's doctor, the local prosecutor has dropped the charges.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
People keep calling the house to tell George how sorry they are this happened, which is...
Flabbergast.
Which his wife says just brings back the whole painful memory.
Can't hear a word you say.
You caught this guy stealing diarrhea pills.
I'm not here. Whatever.
Just as well.
Next question.
Next story. In London, Brits are being told they can eat on the subway so long as the food isn't stinky. But that's not what happened here in Washington. Here in Washington, a woman was arrested at a subway stop, or metro stop as they call it here, for chewing. Eating's not allowed on D.C.'s very clean and safe rail transit system, and in these times of heightened security, an intrepid transit cop told the woman to finish her payday candy bar before entering the station. She popped the last bite into her mouth and then entered the station with her mumbling something through the crunchy peanuts and caramel nougat. The cop didn't like the mumbling and promptly handcuffed the Maryland woman.
Oh, my God.
Searched her and held her for 3 hours.
You didn't see this on TV today?
No, I didn't.
But because 3 hours isn't enough punishment, the woman was also fined $10 for ignoring a warning.
Oh. And Bob Levy, formerly of the Washington Post, is going to strap dynamite to her and attempt to throw that woman into the river tonight.
That was his big issue about eating on the subway.
Do you remember how many times he would write an entire column in the paper? About, now, keep in mind,
he was all about that.
Our subway system system here in D.C. is called Metro.
Yes.
And unlike the subways in many other cities, and the one in San Francisco is nice.
Right.
The one in New York is kind of dirty, but it's operable. The one we have here in D.C. Metro, it is clean.
Yeah, it is.
And
it is clean and slow.
And they do have dumb rules about eating. And there was a guy for the Post, Bob Levy. They forced him out. He says it was an early retirement. They forced his ass out. He used to write a whole column about a guy who would dare to eat a French fry on the subway.
Yes. Maybe that's why they forced him out.
Maybe that's why.
And he was just so sanctimonious, too. You know, I don't, you don't care about others. You know, just some guy eating. Give me a break.
Not surprisingly, he's now a transit cop. In London, Brits are being told they can eat on the subway so long as the food isn't stinky. Now, as an example, the British...
Name a food from over there that ain't stinky.
It's all boiled.
Well, as an example, the transit folks in London put up a poster that shows a fat guy with olive-colored skin eating Italian sausage and salami while wearing a garlic necklace.
Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Like that. Quoting the letter from the Italian ambassador in London, we consider this to be very offensive to the Italian image and Italian products.
I don't understand. I want to eat some ziti. Not the whole tray.
The whole tray?
Transit officials have now taken down the poster, apologizing for any offense.
Well, they should. It's offensive.
And in sweet-smelling Kansas City, where people are generally tidy and friendly, the police are handing out free ice cream. They're actually handing out coupons for free ice cream to drivers they notice being particularly safe and courteous and legal. Well, at least they were until the city's lawyers found out about it. Apparently, some friendly Kansas Citians have complained about the ice cream cops making them late for work. And the lawyers are afraid that not everyone who gets stopped for ice cream might be so friendly to the cop. They might be from out of town. But in Germany, where driving is...
That's like a Mayberry thing. Where
Yeah, very much so.
That's where they tried to give away Aunt B's pickles, the pickles that stunk.
Right.
And Andy and Barney... Talk about food that stinks.
Yeah.
Andy and Barney couldn't stand to eat them, so Barney went all the way to the outskirts of Mayberry, by where the gypsies used to be, Mike.
On the outskirts of town.
He would say, thanks for coming to Mayberry. Here, have some of Aunt B's crappy pickles. Then when she got back, she said... Oh, you like my pickles so much. And she made more of them.
She made a big batch, and it was really, really... They should have just told her, like so many sitcoms, if they'd just been honest.
And Aunt B, the pickles smell like you've been fermenting them yourself.
Point of order.
Yes?
That's about the best way I can
think
that.
Aunt B's pickles.
Point of order?
They replaced them with store-bought pickles.
That's right.
And then they had to eat all of them so she'd make another batch so they could put them into the county fair.
Right.
But in Germany, where driving is serious business...
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany.
Germany.
Never forget the Don and Mike show.
How are you liking the news today, bud?
Oh, it's fun. A man in Berlin... It's just with that tape, I never know where we're going to stop that particular tape, because it has a couple of points. But anyway, driving serious business in Germany...
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany.
See, there's one place here. And then there are several others. Trust me. A man has been beaten in Germany...
Hi.
For only driving the speed limit. A trucker was not happy to see a motorist obeying the 18-mile-an-hour speed limit in a residential area.
This is Wolfgang Jurecek.
And despite Germany's general lack of speed limits, the trucker may lose his license for beating the law-abiding motorist.
Hi.
Hey, and that's the end of that story.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek.
And this segment...
Okay, hold on a second.
Hi, this is
Michael Soares.
We got a break.
Yes.
What's next, Buzz?
Up next, a Republican says, let them eat Prozac.
Oh.
Okay, more news with Buzz.
All right, forget it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, made funnier by the Infinity Lawyers, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, they're funny.
They are funny, guys.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, this reminder, a Monday on the show, Secret Sound is worth $1,100.
Wonderful.
Wow. You hardly ever get to give away a lot of money, so that's $1,100 on Monday's episode. Now again, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
A campaign worker for President Bush is getting some attention over something she said. Susan Shabani is an assistant to the Bush campaign. It's spokesman Terry Holt. Spokesmen handle reporters, or their assistants do. And when a reporter called yesterday to ask about job quality in this country, he heard Susan say, why don't they get new jobs if they're unhappy, or go on Prozac?
Susan says of the let them eat Prozac remark, oh, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
You have to be careful about
it. There you go again
with
that bias coverage, Buzz.
Yes, I know. I
can't wait for that guy, that tool from Sacramento, to call us about that.
Sure.
Yeah,
it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
No telling what kind of medication New York cops will need for the illness they may feel coming on. New York police are negotiating for a raise, and although the law says they cannot strike...
Is it the blue flu?
That's right. The law does not say they can't call in sick. Word is, that's what a lot of them plan to do. On the opening day of the Republican convention in New York on August 30th, if they don't get their raise.
Oh, boy. And now listen, politically.
Well, didn't they kind of do the same thing up in Boston, too, with some of the workers up there? I thought they did.
Yeah, I'd heard something about
that.
But I'm not sure how it turned out.
But, I mean...
There was a picket line at one point.
No offense, because I know that you're a big Boston guy.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not going to say, you know, New York, New York, New York, but it is... New York. It is the crown jewel of our country. So you would think that the cops, well, on one hand, yeah, it's the perfect time to strike if you're not getting something. On the other hand, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God forbid.
Yeah, really.
You know, what if?
Yeah.
You know, let me just remind you. I know that one has nothing to do with the other. I've not been a baseball fan since they went on strike.
Right.
Not that I would not be a cop fan.
Of course.
But it would, you know... Listen, cops, teachers, everybody deserves more money, especially more money when dopes like us make a good living.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Right.
But for the convention, for 9/11, all this other stuff, do your job. That's why we love you. That's why we respect you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. It's a tough situation. You know what? That's the way unions work. Yeah.
I know, but what are you going to do? Bring in scabs?
No.
What are you going to do? You bring in rent-a-cops from the mall?
No, I think you probably just settle that strike. You settle those labor issues before the convention.
You know, a rumor like this underscores the importance of what they do. And I think that's the point, is to make people stop and think about that. I'm not sure that they really will.
I think that's just the talk. Basically, Mayor Bloomberg should settle with the law enforcement officials.
Well, Mayor Bloomberg says the city can only afford 5%. Spread out over 3 years, plus a $1,000 signing bonus. That's what they've been offered so far.
That's what the Washington Redskins have just offered Rob. to be the long snapper.
I'd love to.
Hey, UPN did well with its premiere of the new reality show Amish in the City last night.
Buzz, that's UBN, I'm sorry.
The show follows, UAN now. Mm-hmm. The show follows Amish young people through a traditional rite of passage, but in an MTV real world kind of way. Some folks were nervous about the show. The local TV station in Pennsylvania's Amish country refused to air it without seeing it first or without checking with community groups. But now that the station's seen the show and gotten the blessing of the locals, it says it will air the program. Smart move. It was the number one show of the night on all the networks last night, which is a first for UPN. And critics don't hate it, even though they expected and sort of wanted to hate it.
Yes, watching it on their horse-powered TV.
The critics were the same way about like the real-life Beverly Hillbillies.
Right.
Nobody wanted this to happen. Man, I wish you would have known that was on. That would have been a good show to see.
I would have liked it.
In Houston, they've decided to rename Jap Road. They named it Jap Road in the early 1900s because that's where the Japanese family lived. And
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two.
Jap Road.
Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Uh-huh. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays.
They called it Jap Road because that's where the Japanese family lived there in the early 1900s, and no red-blooded Texan could pronounce the family's name.
No offense.
Even though it was the Mayumi family that introduced rice farming to southeastern Texas 100 years ago.
Okay, you go down to Maine, you go left, then you see the Exxon, you go right. Then you see the interstate, then you go see the big sign, Jap Road. Go right on Jap Road.
It has to be in Texas.
In these more sensitive times, they thought about renaming it Mayumi Road, but Texans still have a problem with that, so now they've named it after...
Mayumi, what's that? That sounds dirty. Jap Road!
They've named it after a now-closed catfish restaurant called the Boondocks, so Jap Road is now Boondocks Road, and that's something Texans know how to say.
Yeehaw! It's still Jap Road.
And finally, it's the hot new craze that's sweeping Thailand, and some animal rights types are upset about it. It's kickboxing monkeys. More accurately, it's orangutans doing the kickboxing while wearing boxing trunks and gloves at a wild animal park in Bangkok.
Now I'm laughing.
Chimpanzees.
And I'm turned on.
Oh, wait. Well, you'll really be turned on when you hear that chimpanzees in bikinis carry the bout number cards.
Hello.
Baby.
For the kickboxing orangutans.
Baby.
Animal rights types say it's cruel. Safari World says if we were doing a cruel show, we would cancel it ourselves. Besides, they say people love the kickboxing monkeys. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
In bikini.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have sweet dreams tonight.
Kickboxing monkeys.
Oh, dear.
And chimps in bikinis.
Baby.
Baby.
All right, everybody, have a safe weekend, won't you please? Our thanks to the NFL Network's Rich Eisen.
Very nice guy.
Also thanks to Office Movers. Getting us in our new office today.
Mm-hmm.
The downstairs office. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with a new episode. Monday on the show, one of the mommies from Trading Spouses, Beth Ann, was just telling me. Also, Cindy Lauper and somebody much more important than her. She's like the throwaway.
Not to me.
Don't tell her I said that. A good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
A good day.
That's it. We'll see you. If you listen in Washington, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, please stay tuned.
Yes.
For the best nighttime show in America, Ron and Fez. Everybody else, it's Get the Let Out next.
Absolutely.
That's it. Have a great weekend and la la.
Yes, bet on black.
La la.
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.